Democrats and Republicans.
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Warring on my TV. Oh, but
our unit. So today we are seeing where we're seeing people who are they're accepting this kind of stuff. And I don't think we are paying attention to we are becoming something that we are not based on the premise of Constitution and inclusion and politically correct and being accepting and tolerant, whatever those words mean now. We're changing definitions everywhere we go. Hey, good afternoon. A local call. Your mic is on.
Hey, good afternoon, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing all right. Just feel like playing devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Let me call Tracy. Start some trouble.
See, you can't help it.
My big brother's a Republican.
Okay.
He's done well. We go through this argument all
the time. Is he married?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't want my brother. You got money, though. You might. You got some money. Before I give you my take, let me say this and you tell me if I'm wrong. Big business in America is Republican.
Big business in America is independent.
No. I'm saying most of the CEOs, the people who run big business,
no.
Are they Republican?
No.
You don't agree with that?
No.
Okay.
They might be, listen, I'll put it to you this way, and I'm trying to educate folks on this. They might be registered Republican, they might be registered Democrat. But one thing they've learned how to do, they've learned how to be able to get to everybody, whoever's in. They know how to get access to power.
Well, see, that was the reason why I called you. See, this is the argument me and my brother go through. I don't agree with everything President Obama does. I didn't vote for him because he was black. He's doing things now. I'm looking at him cross-eyed. But I could not vote for Romney because I know he don't care about me. And I know he wasn't going to do nothing for me. I know what I was going to get from him. And I listened to your show, and y'all, you Republican. Jeff Republican. South Carolina, he Republican. So y'all lean that way. But that, I'm trying to get you to look at what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Like Social Security about to run out, what, 2030?
It's going to run out anyhow. They're not talking about it. It's going to run out. And they scared old people like they was going to affect them. That ain't going to affect them. Y'all going to get a check anyhow. It's me.
See, I took care of my daddy. I put all my money in so he could get his money.
Right.
Big business didn't put. They took the jobs overseas and made no jobs here. And everybody taking out, more people taking out the pot now than ever.
Okay.
And ain't nobody putting nothing in. Ain't nobody got no job.
But let me explain something to you. That's what I said when I was talking about assistance and helping people and assisting people.
That's why I called you.
And now listen to this.
Okay.
You send a young man into the juvenile justice system at 13 years old.
Okay.
And instead of reconditioning him, because we know that people can be reprogrammed based upon that which you feed him, we take a young minor at 13, we take him down to DYS. We got all these people with degrees, and they got as much degrees as most thermometers. And they walk out, and a good 60% of juvenile offenders become adult offenders. Okay. We know that we have young people who cannot read in the third grade. Third grade, you ain't but 10 years old. If that.
I know a girl in ninth grade. She's on a reading and writing level about a third or fourth grade.
Okay, so if you're with me, and we know this. We know what the problem is. And we know that if we chose to fix it, we could. So let me walk through this story really quick. These people that we know that the problem lies with them. So let's go back to my juvenile offender, who you have incarcerated for at least 3 years for whatever he did. But there's no way that you can't re-indoctrinate him into a better way of life, and you turn him into an adult criminal. Because he actually
– that's
what I'm saying. So now it costs approximately anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 to house prisoners in our penal system. Now, we're not talking about violent offenders that are going to hurt society. We're talking about people who have gotten on the wrong way of life. And I'm just talking about the men. I'm not even going to go to the women yet. Now, men come out for, say they come out for 6 months. These people are not celibate in the 6 months, nor are they gay and not non-reproducing. So if you go back into the penal system and you ask them, how many children do you have, they will give you a number, a lot of times past one.
Oh, yeah.
Those children do not have productive fathers who are functioning paying child support. So not only am I paying to incarcerate their father, I'm paying to raise their child. And instead of rehabilitating that man so he can become a productive citizen of the United States of America, pay taxes into the system so that he can take care of the Social Security on the other side of the system, what do? I take him and put him, and I make him a better criminal inside the penal system, so every time he goes in, he comes out with a better craft than he went in with. And we're continuing to pay anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 for him who is non-productive, yet you want to penalize people who are trying to do the right thing on the outside and not give them opportunity because you would rather have them in the penal system. I was in North Lima last night, and I was coming home down Market Street. And I had a cop tail my behind all the way from the Bourbon line to the Youngstown toe. And we say it's okay.
Yeah. Can't argue with none of that.
So we have a problem here.
But it's a, what was it, the top 2%? They don't care.
But the top 2%, the problem, the reason why they don't care is because we gave them our money. Look at Walmart.
Yeah.
The Walton family collectively has almost $1 trillion of their own money. Do we understand
yeah.
that? And we keep on sucking up going back to Walmart because we're greedy in our society because we don't want to take care of what we have.
You ever seen their place down in West Virginia?
No.
Oh, they talk about renovation. It's amazing what you can do with money.
But the question is, you know, money is great. Don't get me wrong. I like to spend it. I like to spend the money. I think money spending is a wonderful thing. But until we actually start taking responsibility and really looking at what our problem is, we don't want to fix the problem.
But see, Henry Ford gave you the best business plan ever.
What was that?
He made a product, sold it to his workers, and recouped the money.
We don't
do that. American business don't do that.
Wait,
we ship everything overseas.
And it is shipping it overseas. Check this out. You work in a General Motors plant, and you can't afford to buy the car at the end of the line.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly.
Do we understand that?
No.
I mean, and
that's why I don't trip out on Bill Gates when he gives $30 billion to some.
He ain't wrote me a check, so I ain't impressed.
Right.
If you want to impress me, write me a check.
Maybe if you built a plant in the United States to help make your cell phones and iPads and smartphones, then you'd be doing.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to impress me, write me a check.
Right.
But I'm not impressed about you writing a check because my goal in life is I want to be able to employ people so that they can become productive citizens. Because that's the only way that we're going to have greater success.
But I'm going to self-appoint myself to speak for black people. That's
Uh-oh.
Why we don't vote for Republicans.
Why?
Because we don't trust you.
Why?
Because we know y'all run everything.
But even if we do, if you come to work for me, and I pay you a fair wage.
You got somewhere for me to work.
Huh?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
And I pay you a fair wage. I give you good benefits, and I take care of you, and I'm concerned about your family. Why do you care what political affiliation I'm with, as long as I do the right thing by you?
But you don't do the right thing by us. Romney had you know, he lost that election. I'm gonna tell you where he lost. Whoever taped him at that dinner,
it was Jimmy Carter's grandson.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Really? Have they blackballed him yet?
Who, Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter's grandson.
No.
Okay. No, I'm just wondering, because whoever taped him That's how he lost that.
Jimmy Carter's grandson. He said they said something about his daddy, his grandpa, and he went after him.
Oh, okay.
But that's not what made him lose. What made him lose was the inefficient way they ran that complete campaign. That campaign was poorly run.
He was still in it till that tape came out. And he said, I wasn't worried about them voting for me. No way. I don't care about them. And see, that them didn't mean black people, the N-word this time. It meant po-po. Everybody ain't got much money.
But that's not what he meant. That's not what he meant. What he was talking about, statistics, if you're looking at this statistically by the numbers, 47% of the population who are receiving any type of governmental benefits, it's very, very difficult for you to get them to vote for people who don't want to give you benefits but want to make you work for them. Seriously, I mean, if
and how it came across.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. That's what he was saying, and how it came across was two different things, and that's where the media should have dug deeper. And that's where I fault America, because we have allowed our media to spin things into spin instead of telling us the truth about what's really being said, so that we can make honest, factual. You know, if you like what President Obama's saying, then I, as a journalist, ought to tell you what he's saying. And if that's what you think we ought to be doing, then you should support him. But as a journalist, not as a I do talk radio, which is different. But as a journalist, as a news reporter, if I am a true journalist and I'm going to be objective, I need to tell you the truth every time I get up to speak about the facts of everything. So I need to tell you that President Obama is black. I don't need to tell you that, well, you know, he ain't this, he ain't that. This is what he is. I need to tell you about where his father came from. I need to tell you about who his mother is. I need to tell you about where he went to school. I need to tell you about his work history and not put my personal spin on it. If he came here and I interviewed him, I would interview him just as though he is the president of the United States and pull out the hard questions. Nothing personal, but I would do the same thing with Mitt Romney or whoever is running against him, because people need to know the truth.
You know who I'd like to talk to?
Who's that?
Russ Mitchell. He's right there in Cleveland now. He used to do the weekend morning show on CBS.
I don't know him.
Yeah, see, the brother, every Christmas and New Year, you know, they give us the holiday. We can get a world news on holidays. He did all the world news. He was the Lester Holt of CBS.
I don't know who that is. That's either before my time.
No. This I'm talking about the last 2 years. They gave him the guy that got the CBS Evening News now. They promoted him over Russ Mitchell. And he just dropped out. He's back in Cleveland now. You didn't know that?
No.
Okay.
No, you know, I'm slow.
You got to stay off Fox News.
I don't.
Looking around.
I don't, you know, and in South Carolina, your mic is on. I don't watch Fox News. People always tell me you need to quit. Well, I don't watch Fox News at all. I very, very seldom watch Fox News.
I just assumed you did.
But everybody thinks I do. I watch Morning Joe in the morning. He has the worst ratings on TV, and I watch him in the morning. And the reason why I watch him is because I like their format.
All right.
I like their format. I like how they format their show. And if you notice, Tracy and Friends tries to somehow emulate some of that, because I like the open conversation.
I've never seen Morning Joe.
Well, Tracy, I watched that. I've been scanning the net and come up with this show out of Detroit called Let It Rip, and I posted it on your page. But there was a show that came on the 12th of May, and it talked about how the Democrat Party failed the black community, and it was a debate between the guy that did Runaway Slave and one of the pastors there. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
No.
Let me ask you one more thing, and I'll let you go.
Hold on, Sal. What'd you say? Go ahead.
Do you know the brother that's running for lieutenant governor in Virginia?
Yes, I do.
Have you heard him speak?
Yes, I have. I like him.
I can't argue with one word he says. I wish I could think of it. I think it's Wilson.
No, it's Jackson.
Jackson, okay.
His name is Jackson. He's running for lieutenant governor.
Yeah, you know, I can't argue with one word he didn't say about the Democratic Party.
It's the truth. But did
you're
you hear?
Burying,
but
though.
Did you hear Melissa Perry? And see, this is what infuriates me. We allow folks to carry our dirty laundry and lie to us, and then we go and reward them for the lie because we can't handle the truth.
So then, let me ask you this question, and I will hang up. So then, why ain't the Republican Party backing him?
He's in Virginia. He's just running for lieutenant governor, and it's not that he's not they're not backing him.
They got another cat to run against him.
I mean, but that's the primary. That's a primary, and I haven't gotten to who's backing who, but what I do know is he's telling the truth, and I don't know his politics. Remember, your politics and your personality are two different things. I don't know.
I heard him talk twice. I agree with everything he said.
I do agree with him, but I don't know. I don't know where he's coming from. And you know, you always want to back the horse that you think is going to win.
Okay. Just want to have a good weekend, Tracy.
Hey, you too. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling me. Hey, South Carolina, tell me. I'm looking for what you posted on my page, and I can't find it.
It was done on myfoxdetroit.com. And I will put it back on there. Here we go. Let's see here. But if the show is called Let It Rip on and it comes on Fox News, and out of Detroit, and it's about 8 minutes long. And there it is on your page there.
Well, listen, I got to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to play it. And so, and then we're going to just get the Daz Band up.
There's videos there. You want to listen to the second one.
We're going to get the Daz Band up. It was Daz Band said, let it rip. What was the Daz Band? What did they say?
Don't let it rip.
No. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. What? Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. I'm in here, and, you know, Jeff is on his way. I'll be right back. Tracy and Friends here on WSON. Thanks, South Carolina. And when we come back, we're going to listen to this clip. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to take it all the way. Here comes Jeffrey Green now. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
LaVoy, WSOM News. A 30-year-old Boardman man is facing felony charges for allegedly abusing his 2-year-old son, who was found not breathing in March. If he is convicted, Sam Lapillo could face up to 11 years in prison. The boy spent weeks in a hospital in Akron. Tests revealed the boy had suffered previous brain injuries and 9 broken ribs. Police in Warren are investigating a case of animal cruelty. 34-year-old Jason Leapline is accused of beating his girlfriend's kitten to death after an argument. 31-year-old Pamela Calkins told authorities that Leapline slammed the kitten against her daughter's bedroom wall and threw it out a second-story window. And directors of Ohio's Insurance Fund for Injured Workers have unanimously approved Governor John Kasich's proposal to send $1 billion in cash rebates to businesses, local governments, and schools. About 210,000 businesses and public employers could see rebates. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling. Because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
I need to lose 10 pounds, but I just don't have time to exercise.
With Live Skinny, losing the weight is as simple as drinking from a water bottle. And today you can get Live Skinny for free.
I just drink water?
Yes, it's literally weight loss support in a water bottle. Want proof? The active ingredients in Live Skinny, endorsed by celebrity TV doctors, showed how Live Skinny boosts your body's own natural metabolism and burns away the fat. All you have to do is drink. With clinically proven ingredients, Live Skinny's raspberry ketone, green coffee bean, African mango extract, and Garcinia Cambogia are guaranteed to help you lose weight, and right now it's free.
How do I get it for free?
Free trials of Live Skinny are available right now at liveskinny.com. Get rid of those nagging 10 to 20 pounds. Women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week. In fact, a 10-week study shows participants lost an average of 28 pounds and over 18% of their body fat. So get your free Live Skinny trial today at liveskinny.com. But hurry, this free trial offer is only available to the first 100 people 18 years or older. So lose the weight and live skinny at liveskinny.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, I'm back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends, and I'm going to play this clip really quick and see how far we go into this. The number is 347-945-5229, and we'll be back on the other side of the break. Jeff, hi.
I'm
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great.
I'm trying to get the clip up so I can get this done and have technical issues at the same time. So give me a minute. It'll be right there. So I'm wasting time, and you guys are not you know, this is live radio. You're supposed to be able to.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm sitting up here trying to figure out now.
Have the sons and daughters of former slaves traded one form of slavery for yet another?
The community organizers, religious leaders, political leaders are all complicit in maintaining a system that has kept our community down.
What the liberal Democrats have in mind is to have the government become our God through entitlement programs that shackles people to a system of being dependent.
That's a clip. That's a clip from C.L. Bryant's award-winning documentary, Runaway Slave, where he says the Democratic Party has become the new plantation for African Americans.
And he says Detroit is a perfect example of how liberalism has failed the black community. Now, he's here with us this morning, along with the Reverend Charles Williams II, a community activist who thinks Reverend Bryant is betraying his own race.
All right, Reverend Bryant, let's start with you. Detroit is about 90% Democrat. They vote Democrat 90% of the time. Are you basically saying then that about 90% of Detroit are slaves?
Absolutely right. And the policies that you're seeing that have led them to that started when Democrats took over this city back in 1961. Black folks in Detroit before then were among the richest black folks in the country. But Republicans were in charge. Once Democrat policies took over in 1961, they have led this city of Detroit to where it is right now.
That's over 50 years. I mean, do you put any blame on the Republican Party for failing to get their thought into Detroit, for example?
But Republicans have certainly tried. And over the last 100 years, Republicans have been responsible for so many of the progressive movements that black people have enjoyed in this country.
But why can't Republican thought or another thought get into Detroit and other urban cities around the country?
Because the Democrat Party has been very successful at one thing, and that is hijacking the black church through the black preacher. And many times they are complicit in keeping black folks down.
Reverend Williams, I know you have something to say about that.
Well, first of all, I think it's absolutely erroneous, and it's certainly not the history that I know. I mean, the reality is about 50 years ago, this year actually, African Americans began to make the switch from Republican to Democrat because there were people like John F. Kennedy and people like Lyndon Baines Johnson who made sure that there was legislation in place to take care of the folks who were on the bottom, gave us a Voting Rights Act, gave us a civil rights act.
I don't know that that's the issue, though. 92.7% of blacks voted for President Obama.
Absolutely.
Where's the diversity? Where's the challenge? Where's the free thought of ideas?
John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson were against the Civil Rights Bill of Eisenhower in 1957. And that same Civil Rights Bill in 1964 and 65 would not have been passed if it had not been for Republican Senator Patrick Dirksen from Illinois.
The bottom line is the president signed it. He signed the legislation. The Democratic Party pushed the Civil Rights Bill and the Voting Rights Bill.
No.
That is why we have a Voting Rights Bill right now. But let me speak specifically to why Democrats have voted 92% for African Americans. Let me speak specifically to why the Zogby poll that came out earlier this year says that over 60% of African Americans identify with the NAACP, a National Action Network, a Rainbow
Push. Why though?
Because these are the organizations that are standing in the gap and fighting for African Americans, fighting for fairness and fighting for equality for African Americans. While at the very same time, you have these conservative organizations that are muzzling the voices of those of African American descent.
Is my voice muzzled here today?
You cannot.
Listen, black folks have been mad for 50 years. We were angry 50 years ago, and guess what? We're still angry today. Why? Because we have been following the same leadership for 50 years.
You actually think that those people are being brainwashed, that Democrats are being brainwashed.
When 97% of anybody votes for one particular thing en masse for that period of time, don't you think that there's some type of brainwashing going on?
Well, why do you think it keeps happening? Why is this continue to be a vicious cycle
then?
Again,
the black preacher, and believe me, I am not here to attack them, but this is a fact. The Democrat Party has been very successful in infiltrating and co-opting the black church.
Well, how?
And the black preacher has been complicitatory in keeping the black community down.
In most African-American traditions, the African-American pastor is the end-all, say-all in his congregation.
And that's
how
the problem.
How is it that he can say the Democratic Party is co-opting the African-American?
Well,
let me
see if I can help him. It seems like you're blaming the religious leaders, but your film, Runaway Slave, when you use words like plantation, aren't you just a black elitist that's perpetuating this racism going on?
The idea behind the movie Runaway Slave is this. It took courage for the runaway slave to say to his master, I don't want your food. I don't want your housing. I don't want your clothing. And whatever it takes, I'm going to get my freedom for myself.
Yeah, but you interviewed people like Herman Cain and Glenn Beck. You didn't interview the Reverend Williams.
I tried to interview Reverend Al Sharpton. I did interview Jesse Jackson. I did interview Dick Gregory. I did interview Julian Bond. I interviewed anybody who would talk to me. Reverend Sharpton would not.
Let's make it very clear. The only people who got the master's bread in their mouth is this guy. I mean, the reality is this this?
He's making money
freedom,
off this.
Freedom
are you kidding me?
Glenn Beck.
I'm a free man.
All these folks, they consult.
I guarantee you
to
one
be the
thing.
Black face.
Once he starts talking about
face.
Anything other than what they want him to talk about, he will be quiet. But let me tell you something. Any Republican who is not here to bring freedom to all of us, I am against them. Any Democrat.
What about
who is
John
he?
Boehner?
I am against John Boehner. One reason, because John Boehner is weak and many times spineless in his approach to Republicanism.
What
now,
about Marco Rubio?
I'm against some of the policies that Marco Rubio has to say.
So
in fact,
you,
I'm against anyone who is for keeping
Williams.
Us down.
Reverend Williams, though,
yeah.
you don't deny the facts that many black families, they have children out of wedlock, they have very high dropout rates from high school, the poverty level of a lot of urban cities, including Detroit, is off the charts. I mean, we've only had one leader in Detroit, Democrat.
And we have to appreciate folks like Bishop Charles Ellis from Greater Grace Temple, Reverend Bishop Edgar Vann, all of these folks who have had the opportunity to use their churches to be social service centers to help people up out of that great stuff. Even my church, King Solomon Baptist Church,
man.
We do the very same thing.
I'm
that
so
is our job. That is
rhetoric.
Our cause. It is not
no problem with
it
that.
Is not, it is
but
not,
there is a certain codependency that has happened in this community.
I'm proud of 92% of people who said they were going African Americans who said they would vote for President Barack Obama because he gave them health care. Because
he
said
support a lot of the issues that
absolutely,
support, like
absolutely.
Protecting
what has Barack
care,
Hussein Obama
education.
Done for black folks? Black folks, hear me. It's time for us to at least try something different. For 50 years, we have been doing the same thing, getting the same results. That is insanity.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right at back after the break. We're going to have more.
They're going to take
Ryan.
A break. We're going to chime in and conversate on this,
yeah.
And then I'll play part B. On the way back after my top of the hour break. South Carolina, why would you start this mess today?
Hey, Sal. I knew it was good. I knew it was good.
It's a real deal.
It's a real deal. And this was
hey,
in
he
Detroit.
Held his own up there, didn't he? He did,
yeah.
And
oh,
he
yeah.
did well. He handled it well because I know who he's talking about. And yeah, they do some good social programs. But what good is having a social program if you keep me in the same place that I am when I come there and not pull me out so that I can go become dependent or independent on my own? And it's nothing personal. Don't get me wrong. If you need something to eat, I'm gonna feed you. But I'm also gonna teach you how to go out and get food for yourself so you can sustain yourself. What good is me feeding you? Jeff came in here with food and didn't offer me a plate.
Oh, you just a tail. See,
that's what I said about you, Republican.
That's what I said about you old folks. Listen, he did a good job of standing his ground there. That was remarkable.
He did a good job.
And I am so glad because, you know, he was able to get it in, per se. This other guy is put up there as a political pundit, and that's all he's doing.
Or receive $1,500.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you got so much stuff open.
Go ahead.
But anyway, you know he's up there, pontificating from the left, who is continuing to hold you in bondage. Every major city, and this is what I get. Well, it's them Republican governors that keep it. I said, no. I said, the city can spend money where it wants to. And I said, it can do things that it wants to do to make life better for its citizens. That's the purpose of a mayor, a county government, et cetera, is to take care of the people.
Let me throw this in there, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I mean, South Carolina, you know, we just went through a mayoral election, right?
Here in our area,
right?
Correct.
And we heard, and during, you know, 6 months ago, back in November, we heard a lot about voter suppression and getting the vote mobilized because we didn't want people to not have the right to vote. Did you hear that? Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that your ears were just as clean as mine, and we heard this. So tell me. How is it that they didn't mobilize the vote this past May for the mayor the way they mobilized the vote in November.
Wasn't important to them. Wasn't important to them. They don't quite understand
the
process.
It was it not that it was not important to them, or was it that it was important that we don't mobilize the vote?
Now, that's an interesting... That puts a different spin on it, Tracy.
See, I didn't need to mobilize the vote because I didn't need your vote, because if you came out, I wasn't sure how you were going to vote. And so I knew that if I kept quiet about the vote, I would get out the people that I needed to vote, because if I mobilized the vote, I didn't know how you were going to vote. See, I only want you to come vote when I know the outcome of the vote.
And then, on top of that, you get to blame the Republican Party for voter suppression.
That's right. That's right. Because I can blame the Republicans. We got to look at this.
When really the voter suppression happened right from the government when the IRS stopped the any conservative group from organizing.
Jeff, that wasn't voter suppression.
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't voter suppression. You only suppress black people. You don't suppress white people. And only white people are in the Tea Party and the conservative group.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't you can't suppress white people because that's white supremacy. No, that's black supremacy. And you can't have... Where's Covina Man? Where's black supremacy?
I don't know.
The biggest statement that he made, Tracy, that should have rocked the entire black community, it should have been the first statement that he made that the Democrat Party has co-opted the African-American community because black preachers have sold out.
That was a powerful, honest statement.
Yep.
But the problem is, you can't handle the truth.
How does a tongue-talking, fire-breathing, pew-jumping, aisle-running pastor say, vote for Barack Obama, he's a good man? And then knowing that the man supports same-sex marriage and killing babies.
There is a commerce in it. Have you heard of the dollar?
Okay.
So. There's commerce in this. Church, big business.
Very.
Pastorate is what you call a major player in the big business.
Big business.
Big business.
So he's a Mac. So the pastor.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a Mac.
But then
the return of the Mac.
Pew Research now says 1 in 5 people have no religious affiliation anymore, and we wonder why. Why should they, if we're disingenuous in what we say and what we do, and then we want to call ourselves Christians?
Them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing works. Well, that's
you,
cortisone.
The vet prescribed antihistamine.
That's all the stuff you got over there.
No, it's not up here. No, it ain't.
How did you do that?
I don't know. It went on its own. I didn't do it. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today, and I appreciate that, South Carolina, because that was good.
Yeah,
that was good. And then
we're gonna play part
B in a minute. But that's a good discourse.
Oh yeah, and that's in Detroit, the heart of Democrat country. I don't know how old boy got out that day. They must have been waiting for him outside the studio.
But see, if you look at statistics across the country, if you look at what's going on in our urban settings across the way, you know, it's and I know that people don't want to tie your faith to your politics, but it goes hand in hand.
Well, absolutely. I answered my cousin as a pastor over in Pittsburgh. And told him, you know, because he was asking me how could I do whatever, and I told him, I said my politics and my spirituality are one and the same. I said if they're not, then I'm living a double life. You know, I can't be for God and say that His standard is right, and then I'm going to go up and tell somebody else
or you know that it's okay to kill babies, support people to kill babies.
But we don't even demand that you change what you do, and I still align myself with it.
That's what I'm saying.
But you don't have to do what I do, but you have to do what I say do because I've elected you.
Right.
And for a check it's almost like 30 pieces of silver and we do it again.
Every time.
And I want people to know, when we talk about assistance, and I got to go back to that, assistance is not supposed to be a suppression. Assistance is supposed to be a way of getting you over a hurdle so that you can stand on your own two feet.
Uh-huh.
Everything that we do in American society right now, it keeps you where you are. It never helps you up.
This is true.
And we allow the raping of people and their resources, and we make it to where you cannot get ahead. And regulation put in by the government, both Republican and Democrat, is causing people to stay stagnant. How do you allow people to get financial aid, but yet they don't pass the classes and the financial aid that you're paying for, and you pay for the next season? Hello?
They're not doing anything but buying votes with what they give out. That's what they're doing.
Whether it be Republican and or Democrat.
Or Democrat. And that's why you have the Republicans trying to rush off into bringing the immigrants in, immigration reform. They're rushing to see, you know, what they can do to make this different. That's going to destroy the country if they don't do this correctly. You can't throw these people on. You just passed a health care law.
What?
And then you're going to, there's 62 million people not covered. The health care law is going to cover 30 million extra people, okay?
Yes.
You still got 32 not signed, not on. What's going to happen when you add 11 to 12 million more?
Yes. Guess what I heard?
What's that?
I heard they got a $1 billion marketing program going down into Mexico telling people how to get on public assistance in America.
$1 billion.
I got to go take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today. Do want to hear from you today. We'll go anywhere you want to go. We'll talk about wherever you want to talk about. But we need to have a conversation with you about this because people are really taking you for granted.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. We've got 20 years until Social Security dries up, but Medicare will last two more years than projected last year, till 2026. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew.
The projections in this year's report for Social Security are essentially unchanged from last year, and those for Medicare have improved modestly.
The annual report from the government's fund trustees warns both Medicare and Social Security continue to face significant funding challenges as the baby boom generation retires. You spent less on gas and utilities last month. That caused consumer spending rates to dip a little bit. But economist Diane Swonk says confidence spending on big-ticket items like vehicles and everything related to housing actually increased 0.7%.
Many automakers are now complaining that they're lacking sales because they lack inventories, not because they lack demand.
Swonk says this quarter could see another dip, though, when the effects of the sequester start to be felt. Student loan rates doubling? Well, it could happen if Congress doesn't act. Federally subsidized rates for student loans have been frozen at 3.4% since 2007 and could go up to 6.8% on July 1st. President Obama in the Rose Garden today with a group of students.
That's like a $1,000 tax hike. I assume most of you cannot afford that.
House Republicans passed a bill last week proposing that interest rates be set at 2.5% above market rates, and Democrats say that's too much too fast. Some folks just can't catch a break from the severe weather. ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z in Arrow, Oklahoma, says the Midwest is bracing for more tornadoes.
The big severe weather threat, the overarching area, goes from Michigan down through Indianapolis. Chicago's included there and includes Little Rock. So this is a large area that could see isolated tornadoes, damaging winds, and big hail.
And flood watches also for areas that have been saturated by rain. Dow Jones Industrial Average, last check, up 3 points. The NASDAQ up one. S&P 500 down two. This is ABC News.
This is the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. What steps did you take?
Well, the first thing I did in my particular case was to report it to the management of the company. I went to them directly. And then when they failed to act, I contacted the BSA, went to their website, reviewed everything, and then made a confidential report.
If your company copies software illegally, report it confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Italy is getting some economic help from an unexpected source. ABC's Megan Williams has the story from Rome.
Italy is world-renowned for its high-quality olive oil, but it's another kind of oil that might give the recessionary country an economic boost. Crude oil, that is. Central Italy holds more than a billion barrels. Production has been limited due to environmental concerns, but it will likely soon double to 200,000 barrels a day. Critics point out Italy could generate more jobs and revenue if it properly invested in its biggest energy source, the sun, by promoting solar energy. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
That Arizona mom facing drug smuggling charges in Mexico has been given her freedom after a judge dropped all the charges. Break came when the judge reviewed security footage of Yanira Maldonado and her husband boarding a bus in Mexico. Her attorney says she wasn't mistreated but lived through a nightmare. Still, she says she'd go back. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy
with
your body?
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? It's easy. With Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop for practically anything through FuelRewards.com or dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Sign up free at FuelRewards.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I mountain bike. I love being in the woods, on near vertical trails. I relish the challenge when I can appreciate the best nature has to offer. So it was only natural that I would choose a career in the elements, where I can make a difference. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries to protect marine wildlife and their habitat. With all we do, it's about protecting America. This is a lot like mountain biking. It's always exciting to navigate through the next challenge.
Were you born ready to protect America, our environment, our resources, our people? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466 That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Organizers, religious leaders, political leaders are all complicit in maintaining a system that has kept our community down.
What the liberal Democrats have in mind is to have the government become our god through entitlement programs that shackles people to a system of being dependent.
That's a clip from C.L. Bryant's award-winning documentary, Runaway Slave, where he says the Democratic Party has become the new plantation for African Americans.
And he says Detroit is a perfect example of how liberalism has failed the black community. Now, he's here with us this morning, along with the Reverend Charles Williams II, a community activist who thinks Reverend Bryant is betraying his own race.
All right, Reverend Bryant, let's start with you. Detroit is about 90% Democrat. They vote Democrat 90% of the time. Are you basically saying then that about 90% of Detroit are slaves?
Absolutely right. And the policies that you're seeing that have led them to that started when Democrats took over this city back in 1961. Black folks in Detroit before then were among the richest black folks in the country. But Republicans were in charge. Once Democrat policies took over in 1961, they have led this city of Detroit to where it is right now.
That's over 50 years. I mean, do you put any...
Do you understand that? Here, the number is 347-945-5229. I want to know if you understand what the man just said, and I think that he's right.
Blame on the Republican Party for failing to get their thought into Detroit, for example?
But Republicans have certainly tried. And over the last...
I don't think we really understand the brevity of what he's saying. South Carolina, your mic is on. The number is 347-945-5229. I don't think we really understand what he's saying and what it means.
I know that.
Local call, your mic is on.
Yeah, Tracy, good afternoon. This is Bob. How are you today?
Fine. How are you, Bob?
Doing well. You know, Tracy, it never ceases to amaze me, and my level of frustration with the current political scene that we're looking at in the United States, I'm getting, well, I don't know what the right word is, disenfranchised or just so fed up that it almost seems like a hopeless case. But this guy has documented this, and then a liberal black pastor, for whatever reason, sits there and looks at the facts and denies them. And this is what's going on with our liberal society, is the denial of the truth. And as a result, we've got a nation completely in financial chaos and a group of people who have become so entrenched in the, I guess what he was referring to was political scene that has created such a reiteration of the slave mentality. And yet, when the black community is confronted with this, they are more offended by being called slaves than they are by being entrenched in the slavery which the Democratic Party has foisted upon them, and that's the tragedy of it all.
But what we, but this is, I understand where you're coming from, but you've got to understand the opposite, the opposition of this. When you have the, I don't know if you heard me say that I was followed last night coming down Market Street from the beginning of Market to the end. And I know he ran my plates.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't, I don't think you understand how that feels. How would you, I mean, it's almost like it feels as though you're being tailed.
But can I say something? So what? No, this is why I say that. It wasn't a Republican cop following you down Market Street, guarantee you.
I don't know who it was.
Well, my point is this. I guarantee you what must be said and must be thing is that nationally, the Democrat Party has been the party of discrimination. It's them that create the systems for there to be. He let that guy get away with saying that the Democrats pushed civil rights in 64, which was a lie.
No, they did not.
They did not push
it. I don't think one Democrat voted for
it. Oh, yeah. They had some Democrats vote for it, but not a whole lot of them, and they had the majority in the House. Everett Dirksen was able to, the Republican minority whip was able to get people together and pass that bill. Republican Everett Dirksen. It would not have happened without him. Johnson and them tried to destroy civil rights up under the previous president, Eisenhower. Now, what makes you think that all of a sudden Johnson and Kennedy, let's say it. Now, Kennedy and Johnson both started thinking and saying, well, if we can't beat them, let's join them. And that's how they co-opted black people to believe in the Democrat Party.
I agree with what you're saying, Jeff, because it was Johnson's administration that came up with the idea of the Great Society,
right?
All-inclusive society. And that never works. It has never worked anywhere else in the world, and it has been destructive to every single civilization that's tried to put it into power. And what amazes me is that our people, white, black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter what color you are, we've been lulled into a false sense of security and lied to not only by the politicians but by their lapdogs, the media. And we've created a circumstance that where I'm at right now in my latter years, I'm so frustrated. I'm saying, what can we do? There has to be a viable change made, and we have to be directed in how to do that. And I don't believe that we can do it effectively by labeling the Republicans are the party to help us and the Democrats are the party to destroy us. That line has even been grayed to the point where most of the Republicans are go along to get alongs. And they're useless. They're not going to change our societal membrane or our societal underpinnings. It's going to take individuals like you and Tracy, myself, and others at the grassroots level saying enough is enough. We cannot continue this, because when you've got 50% of the people supporting 100% of the populace, that you've come to the tipping point.
Well, here's the thing that's going to happen. Republicans are going to have to act like they really care. And that's been, heretofore, has been the problem. Because it doesn't affect them, per se, most of them. It's not in their mindset to really do civil rights or try to really reach out. And they need to.
Who?
The Republicans.
Well, Republicans need to understand that the world does not revolve around their country club.
That's what I'm saying. For those that are in the country club.
But I'm saying for those that are in power, once they elevate to a certain place,
right.
It is like anyone else. You're far removed from the everyday grind.
Far removed.
You don't understand what it's like to try to make your light bill and your gas bill with no money.
And That's what they have to grasp.
And I got to play this again.
So you can't have a gas tax or a cigarette tax or anything else. The federal government's telling the states pretty tough what their business is. Now, you can say that they can't discriminate, but I've got to prove that it discriminates, and I can't prove it in Texas. There are more niggers voting there now than white folks. There are more of them buying poll taxes now than white folks. Higher percentage of them.
And that's LBJ having a conversation.
The literacy test is discriminated against because they haven't got any.
We got to understand the mindset.
Did you post that?
No, not yet.
Because I want
to understand the mindset of LBJ when he was in office.
Yeah.
And he was not in love with us.
No. LBJ gave you civil rights to take the heat of the Vietnam War off of himself because he expanded it profusely, and that's why he allowed this to go through. He was not for it, even though Kennedy said at one time, well, you know, it's just the right thing to do. They knew that they were going to co-opt the black vote. That's why they did it. They didn't do this to help you because they didn't do one bit of legislation that helped you. Listen, Tricky Dick Nixon gave you more economic power than LBJ ever gave you. All he ever gave you was a handout.
Hey, Bob, hold on just a second. Local call, your mic is on.
Yes, LBJ never supported civil rights when he was in the Senate because he was from Texas and it had never got elected again.
Did you just hear his words? Did you just hear his words, Doug? Did you not hear his words just now? Talking about how niggers ain't going to do this, are going to vote for him and this, that, and the other. Did you hear his words? He was not for civil rights, ever.
And we need to understand what happens when people, you know, just because they smile and grin at you or they give you a piece of chicken doesn't mean that they're your friend.
They're your friend.
And we have played allegiance to this party and to this side, and it has bound our hands to where we can't survive.
And a disclaimer for me, because I get a lot of guff a lot of times, we're not talking about every single local Democrat person that's running for office in your local town or this, that, and the other.
But you don't pay allegiance. You're not monolithic just in what you wear.
Oh, well, I agree.
So how do you become monolithic in your
politics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
The young kids are more monolithic than the old folks are because they will sag everywhere.
Look at this. Look at what we've done. South Carolina, your mic is up. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We do want to hear from you today. I just don't understand how we embrace this and we say it's okay. And then we allow, you know, you didn't see Bishop Ellis on there.
No, but he was mentioned.
He was mentioned, but you didn't see him on there. You didn't see Pastor Mann, Edgar Van, who he mentioned him, but you didn't see him being the one who debates it. Because
exactly. They
can't come out and openly say what they want to say because they walk a teeter-totter line in what they do. And so they can't come too far out because if they come too far out and really tell the truth, they're afraid that they might lose their membership.
Right, right. Right, you're absolutely correct.
Or they might lose revenue.
You're right again.
Or they might lose status. And nobody wants to lose status for the truth. And I said it out loud. So if I start telling you the truth, I might lose status with you. So I won't tell you the truth. I'll just let you do
believe
what
you're going to believe. It's just like my man. I wanted to tell him. Understand something, local caller, my brother from earlier when he told you that Romney wasn't going to give me nothing. That was not true, not whatsoever. Romney's father was a civil rights activist. He did not march with Martin Luther King, but guess what he did? He organized a march up in Detroit in honor and in support of Dr. King, marching for civil rights himself up in Michigan. So you have to understand something. You are told a bunch of lies about Republicans, some things that are not true. Now, I'm not telling you every single Republican is good and isn't prejudiced. You have some prejudiced Republicans, I'm sure.
You got prejudiced people who are independent who don't vote.
They don't vote. And you also, yeah.
Listen, you know what? When Jeff was saying that just now, I just had an epiphany. You know, we don't need to be voting for anybody that's going to be giving us something. We never need to vote for anybody because of that reason. We need to vote for somebody that's going to let us keep what we got.
And attain more. But then that's all people, because right now in America, they don't want anybody attaining anything because we want to keep everybody where they are. And we've used, as a matter of fact, they use black people as a pilot program to see how they can actually marginalize everybody else in America.
And that's what's going on. And if you want some kind of power, you can't do it in conjunction with government. You have to set yourself apart. Because all it's doing is causing you to completely bind yourself to something that's not going to help you. It's not designed to help you. It's supposed to only be your government to protect you from enemies, foreign and domestic, and to make sure commerce happens in America. It's not supposed to be used to make you have to buy something like a health care. It's not they're supposed to make you have to do something.
626, your mic is on.
I think that it doesn't seem like this COVID, man. I don't think that you guys really have to go back 40 years or 100 years or whatever to find why it is black people or Democratic Republicans. You don't have to go back. You probably can go back 48 hours or less, probably 12 hours. There was probably 60, 50 reasons why black people aren't really Republicans. I can't think of.
Start naming them. We don't care about, listen, it's not about being Republican. I don't want you to be a Republican. I want you to be whatever party you choose to be here in America. I want you to quit being stupid. No, wait a minute, dog.
Okay.
I want you to quit being stupid and letting these people play you, because they play you. The Nationals play you. They make you do stuff like support abortion, which you're wiping out your own people. That's stupid.
Okay? You take the word abortion out of it, and I would agree with you, because at least on this, I think that the reason why black people are predominantly, 97% Democrat, the reason why is that the Republic, most black people were in that majority, that 97-something percent black people see Republicans as the freaking enemy. They do something every single day. You turn on the news.
No,
there's a reason today. They show you they don't like black people.
My question is,
yes, sir.
I want you to tell me, what do Republicans do that make them the enemy and Democrats do that make them your passion?
No, you don't have to say, that you could just look back in the last 24 hours. And
I said, in the last 24 hours, tell me that. What
I just said it. In the last 24 hours, you had these white supremacists going after Holder. These white supremacists going after Obama.
Holder should be in jail. You hear me?
You asked me, but you cannot use
a stupid answer to the question. You have to use one that is culpable, something believable.
You said
Holder should be under the jail. The president should be brought to task for what he has done using the IRS to stop the people that were trying to form a political statuses against him. They should
you
have to answer
and I gave
for
you
that.
Question. You asked me
yeah,
and I gave you the
not
question.
That's true. That's a lie.
Oh,
what
minute.
You just said is a lie, my brother. I'm sorry. Let me say one thing. And if that's how we think, we're too stupid to get free.
But we got to realize that's how we think. So you got to understand.
Well, we'll be there for a long time.
You got to understand that's
but
how
Tracy.
We think. Yes, South Carolina.
Tracy. I just listened to what he said. You know, back during the Bush era. No, let's go back to Clinton. Janet Reno. Can you say Janet Reno, Waco, Ruby Ridge? Was she not being, quote-unquote, attacked because she did something stupid? Was she not the fall person in the Clinton administration? Why wasn't the National Organization of Women screaming and hollering because you're going after a woman, you're attacking a woman?
The same reason why they don't mobilize votes when they don't want you there.
It's on her, on his merit. You've got scandal after scandal after scandal. You've got intimidation tactics. You've got people being investigated. You've got erroneous, bogus subpoenas being made on information that's not true. The dude is lying. He's bad. And it has nothing to do with it.
We ain't even talking about Solyndra and the rest of that mess that happened in the first quarter.
Exactly. It's nothing to do with the man's color. It's got everything to do with what he's doing.
I would
wholeheartedly disagree with that.
I know you would because you know why? Because you're not thinking this time. You're not a stupid
Jim,
man.
I'm thinking all the time.
I've talked to you.
I'm thinking all the time, Jim.
If you're thinking all the time, Kavita man, answer a question for me.
Okay.
Why do you have them looking at his testimony under oath? And why did they call a doggone press conference to tell somebody in the press conference off the record that we ain't going to spy on you no more? They had no business spying on him in the first place. This is what Marxist socialists do. They use the government to trounce their enemies.
I still answered your question.
He answered the question in his attitude. And I'll give you your answer to the question in your attitude, and we don't have to agree with it. That's what makes America great.
Exactly. That's it.
But
let me say this, as long as I answered your question, until
we actually get to the point where we can understand where you don't judge a man by the content of the color of his skin, but the content of his character. I understand your question because we're just as bad as the people who we say we hate. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Tracy. Jeff,
hey, Alex.
South, everybody. I'm mad that you didn't let me get in with your state senator, good legislator, or whatever yesterday. You know.
You should have.
Did he put the one? Yeah, I did.
So you just want executive privilege all the time.
Always.
Here's the thing, though. Because I had a good question for her, and it ties in a little bit to what you're talking about, how and why black people view Republicans in a bad light, you know, because the question I had for her is, y'all were talking about the right to work and all that, and for the most part, I agree with the right to work, but you know, people hear one thing, okay, well, I don't have to be in a union, but to the average people, what they hear is now my boss can fire me for anything. That's what everyday regular people hear when they hear right to work, and so here's the thing. Let me finish. Now the question I had for her was, okay, you support right to work, however, do you also support what there's several states that have a program which is just ludicrous that allows the state taxes that they collect, they allow the companies to keep those state taxes, and Ohio was one of them in 2009. If I remember correctly, it was largely supported in Ohio by Republicans because since at least 2009, it's Ohio's job creation tax credit or whatever for companies, and so it's insane, and so most people who work, they don't even know that this is going on. They're taken out of their paycheck, and then the companies hold those taxes.
You got to help me out when you say that they collect my taxes, but they're allowed to keep it, because I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh yeah. So this is going on in Ohio and in 22 states in general, and there's 2,700 companies, large and medium sized companies, that are mainly taking advantage of this, but around the country.
How are they taking advantage of it?
The different states are allowing companies to collect taxes, you know, that comes out of your paycheck, and then they just hold them. They don't have to pay that to their state governments. Now, luckily in Florida, we don't have a state income tax, but most states do. And so people who are getting their taxes collected out of their paycheck, they don't know that their employer may be holding that money. So
now, Alex, is it a tax credit? Because I don't know too many companies that are not paying taxes.
It's called
state, Ohio.
It's called the Ohio. Ohio is one of them. Ohio, the bill in Ohio is called the Job Creation Tax Credit. But the organization that really shine light on this is a nonprofit called Good Jobs First. I think their website is goodjobsfirst.org, and they put out a report in April of 2012, last year, and it's been run by Huffington and Fox News, because people are outraged. You know, they're paying their taxes, and they're essentially paying their employer, because, you know, a good chunk of their money is coming out of their paycheck, and their employer just keeps it. And they're not required to notify employees that this is going on. And this is going on in Ohio. And you know, I don't know how long your guest has been in the state legislature, but, you know, if she was in there since 2009, I'd want to know, did she vote for that? And so if you're okay with that,
Alex. Now, hold on. What'd you say, South Carolina?
Well, here's the thing about the right to work state. I live in a right to work state, okay?
Yeah, I do
like
too.
I explained it the other day. You know, even though it's called a right to work state, and you can be fired at any time with or without cause or with or without reason, you do have a process that you can go and have a grievance process in that, and that's all the way up to the state level. It's called the State Labor Relations Board. And if it's found that you were fired erroneously, then you will get your back pay and damage. So it's not like you're just going to get tossed out on the street, you know, for nothing. And most people that I know and I've seen that get fired, they've gotten fired because of stupid stuff they've done. If you don't go into business to fire people, you go into business to make money. And if you don't have people working for you, good people working for you, you're not going to make any money.
Yeah,
okay,
but,
Alex, hold on.
Whoa,
okay. Alex, I got to slow this down. I got to go somewhere else because you brought some stuff up, and I pulled it up. And what it is, it's a tax credit. It is not ongoing. And you have to actually be hiring a good number of employees for a part of a time to incentivize the hiring of them. It's an incentive to get companies to come to Ohio to hire more people within a locale to create a tax base. It's almost like a tax credit on your land or on your income locally. We have abatements. And a lot of people agree or disagree with abatements. But you don't get to keep the whole a full amount. What you do is, from what I'm seeing here, it's 2.1 earnings, and you get a 50% tax credit. But it's not that they hold on to it, keep the money, and then pay the residual. That's not how this works. Yeah, I'm reading it.
There is if you look at the report that the nonprofit can good jobs first. I mean, we're talking tens and hundreds of millions of dollars.
What I'm saying is you're talking tens of hundreds of millions of dollars, but it's by state and it's not in every state, and it's not ongoing.
No.
It's not continuous. Oh, let me finish. It's not continuous for the life of that company. It is to incentivize growth and economic development in areas such as Youngstown when you're trying to get more people to get hired for manufacturing. But if you look at Ohio, if you look at Ohio and you look at their workman's compensation, you almost need the tax credit to come in because the workman's compensation will kill you if you participate in it, and you have no choice.
I don't agree with letting one organization, company, or whatever not pay taxes, and then but tax everybody else. I don't care what the reason
but Alex,
and it's a form of corporate welfare.
But you are again. But you have a criteria that you must be adding to your payroll. You just don't get it because you got it, and you just don't get to keep it when you so you hire them and then let them go and keep everybody else. It only goes on 2%. You got to pay them 150% of the federal minimum guidelines, and you have to go through that status. But let me say this. When you talk about discrimination and acting in this, and when you talk about right to work, and when you talk about all the things that we're saying, we need to understand that in today's climate, we are breeding people who are inept. So they're not working. They're not going to work, and we're paying them to stay home. And as long as you stay home, we'll keep you there. We've got corporate welfare. You are right. Don't get me wrong. But they won't touch the tax code to make it to where everybody's paying their fair share because we're sitting on the sidelines, and they are so undereducating us that we cannot advance anything. And that's it in a nutshell. They've got everybody pigeonholed into a mindset thinking that somebody's out there representing them, and we've created a lazy society that nobody's getting anything, whether it be the small business and or the small person.
True.
And because small business is not getting corporate welfare, and neither is the people who are the working class. They're not getting welfare. We're all getting screwed in the middle. If all we want to do is go to work and make a living,
have a job and go to work.
But you know, Tracy, I just wanted to point out how it looks, though, is that all these benefits are being bestowed on corporations. Like one of the companies that you know retained, $100 million from these very laws is like Facebook. Did they really need an extra $100 million? I mean, I'm just saying how it looks is that Republicans, they just care about their friends to make more money I'm just saying how it comes off. You know, just they don't care about the
Alex,
common regular guy. And Republicans really need to work on that image. They really need to work on their image.
Do you think it's just Republicans that's doing this? Because
no, I'm not saying that.
I didn't think what you said. Republicans need to work on their image, but I mean, you know, you talk about corporate welfare, but here's the problem: corporate welfare is, as you're talking about it, is business creating jobs. Okay, some of the business create a job. Regular welfare for people is not creating nothing. It's creating slavery is what it is, creating dependency. So the two are not equal. Nowhere are they equal.
And let me say this. And again, if you look at the loopholes in the tax code for corporations, I got to take a break in a minute. But if you look at the loopholes in the tax code for corporations, it's not there for the average small business. When you look at SBA loans, it's not there for the mom and pop small business who's trying to grow. We need to understand when we say some things, they put definitions, and we got to go back to what we said, I believe, yesterday or earlier this week. The definitions of what's really happening here. It's not the definitions that you would think about.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And so we say these things, but if you really, I mean, right now, and when I talked about assistance and getting assistance and getting help up, why do we pay for student loans for people who are flunking out? Why do we pay?
Your mom and daddy won't do that one.
You flunking out and we still paying. What, that doesn't make sense. You know that you're not going to make it through. Why do we fund colleges who are not adequate?
Why do we put programs where people can beat the system, sign up for school, quit 2 weeks later, and then get a refund?
See what I'm saying? I'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after.
Anybody here?
Yeah, I'm in here.
Yeah.
Alex.
Oh, okay. In that particular conversation, I couldn't add to that as long as I was listening to you guys.
Yeah.
You're talking about...
I try to ruffle feathers every now and again, you know.
Yeah.
You talk about stuff going on in Ohio. I guess it's the same everywhere, but it's not something I really pay attention to. Though I do understand corporate welfare, it's like none of my top things that I focus on.
Well, you know, my thing is, I don't, you know, the people harp on the social programs and things like that, but nobody talks about the corporate welfare that goes on. And so,
here's the thing, man. We've been talking about it for a long time now. We're talking about Solyndra. We've been talking about all these other groups that have been, that have, you know, this green energy groups that have been supported.
Yeah.
Every time we say something about it, it's like some dim jumps all over us, you know?
Yeah, so, but here, you know the problem with that? I mean, like, the whole green energy initiative by Obama is just a disgrace to the White House and the Oval Office, in my opinion. But at the same time, this is why nobody takes Republicans seriously, because you only say something because a Democrat is in the White House. But nobody said anything, about just all the shenanigans when Bush was in office, about all the corporate welfare that was pushed through by them, you know. So that's why nobody takes Republicans seriously, because you're saying something now, but it's like, yeah, you wasn't saying anything when your buddies were getting paid. And so now
that's not true. There were a lot of stuff being said. You know, I said quite a few things about the Patriot Act. And then the way that all went down.
But here's the problem.
The news media doesn't cover that stuff.
No, I'm talking about, okay, when Bush was in office, there were a lot of scandals on Wall Street that were covered up, you know, and Bush was even tied to some of them, you know, and he was, you know, met with some of the CEOs and stuff like that, and it was just, you know, kind of just swept under the rug, you know. When things was WorldCom and when all these things were going on because of a lot of these things that happened were because of the government, you know. It was just Republicans in general just had nothing to say, you know, especially for instance, when at the end of Bush's tenure, first people to get a bailout, Goldman Sachs, nobody said anything, you know.
That had nothing to do with Bush. As a matter of fact, a lot of those guys that were dealing with Goldman Sachs had a lot to do with President Obama.
This is before Obama was even elected, though.
All you gotta say is no bid contracts, man. That covers trillions of dollars that the Bush administration was throwing around and undoing Solyndra. And they had nothing to say about no bid contracts that Cheney was just handing out to the crony.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
you know, explanation for all the other stuff, man. The pie is on the face.
Yeah, I mean, because Cheney was, you know, he was on the executive board of Halliburton, and then he left. And then he just so happened to give them, you know, billions of dollars in government contracts when they invaded Iraq and Afghanistan.
Halliburton had those contracts before they even got in office, man.
No.
It wasn't just Halliburton. Well, it's the one history, they even had in their pocket.
How could they have had those contracts? What do you mean they already had the contracts for Iraq? So you mean that they knew that they were going to go to war in Iraq before they went?
Not just for Iraq.
Right.
They had
contracts
already.
That wasn't a joke.
They were in defense contracts already.
No way.
Yeah, but a lot of people have defense contracts. How come? I mean, so what? How come Teledyne or Northrop Grumman didn't get it, or Lockheed Martin didn't get it, or Bechtel Bettis? But they chose Halliburton because Cheney
his buddy.
Right, but the thing is, and the thing is too, like, you know, you're sitting up here, society, country sitting up here with trillions of dollars needing of infrastructure, and you know the Republicans are not going to let that happen. But if Mitt Romney would have won that election, God forbid, if he would have won that election, they would have had no bid contracts on trillions of dollars worth of infrastructure right now.
Here's the problem you've got. You've got over $858 billion, okay, that was supposed to be going to infrastructure right now and then shovel-ready projects that have never even started. And that was all the way back in the first term. None of it has gotten started, so don't even say that.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm just talking about,
you know, I'm talking about something serious. $800 billion. $800 billion with the dollars worth allocated in order to do infrastructural and fix highways and bridges and all the rest of that stuff that has yet to be spent. Nobody knows where the money is. Nobody's seen where the money is, but none of the projects have been started.
That's one of those.
That's fact.
You know,
that's not something I'm speculating on. That's fact.
And we're sitting up here with all this needing infrastructure, and nobody's lifting a finger. Congress don't even go to work. They go to work and they pass laws on abortion, or they pass laws on naming post offices. They ain't doing no work to actually getting stuff done.
Dude,
you're
stupid, man.
They don't even know you existed.
That ain't not no deal.
Not only that. Big Youngstown connection there, you know.
Skip.
Yeah, Skip.
Skip and Thomas.
Dave Thomas. Mm-hmm. He wasn't with them, but they wanted him to go on a tour.
Man, they used to practice in his garage.
Absolutely.
Out in Hubbardtown.
Hey, you know who he ended up going out with?
Who?
Rolls Royce.
I didn't know that.
He went to Africa with Rolls Royce and got sick, had to come back after so many weeks.
I didn't know that.
Yep. That's little known musicians' facts here. But we got guys that have been all over the world.
I just love Skip Martin. I just wanted to sing.
Bad boy.
Oh man.
Just like my boy from Akron. Howard Hewitt.
Oh no.
Man, Howard's a bad boy now.
No.
And he got I better not say this.
His
family is beautiful. He's got a ton of
sisters. Can I tell y'all something?
And they all look good. You know how you get family and you get about four or five sisters and then, you know, one or two of them don't look as good as the others? All of his family look good. And they all can sing.
Really?
All of them.
You know where I looked up the other day?
Who's that?
The Foster Silvers. The Silvers.
The Silvers.
I did.
What they doing now?
I don't know.
That's a good on song, huh?
I didn't know they had 10-part harmony like that.
Yeah, oh, the Silvers were pretty decent.
They said that they couldn't handle the wealth and the rise of power.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's, oh, my God.
Because of what was going on around them. And if you're not prepared for power, if you're not prepared for wealth at the time, it's because it changes people around you, even if it doesn't change you. See, this is Youngstown too.
You know what? And if you play this anywhere in the country, it would hit today. And I don't know.
This song right here?
I gotta call Book, see how much of it he still owns.
Jeff, can I tell you something, man?
I had my memory.
I love this song.
I had my moment.
What? You're going to Pittsburgh to meet a man?
No, I'm going.
You've been like this all week, Tracy. What's up with that?
You know what? I told you I was on vacation last week. And
I sat up with
nostalgic music all week. I mean, all weekend. It was really kind of cool. I found some stuff, and I kept on going back.
We just need to find the cameras and see who it is.
No, listen. I mean, seriously. The music that was then, when I pulled up Confunction, I pulled up the old LTD, and I started with Prince.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to understand the music of the day. When I went to Heatwave and Confunction and Cameo, I mean, that's where I came from.
Prince got away with it. How he did it.
Wait, he was short.
Yeah, he made a song on hate. Isabella, I hate you.
And it worked. You gotta realize Prince made us take off our clothes and say it was a dress.
Oh yeah.
We got dressed. We got clothes on. It's a bra, but you can call it a top now. It's a bustier, but it's a top.
For men, it's a bro.
It was a bro.
It's a bro. You never saw that sign, Phil?
No. You know, I don't do stupid television.
Oh, man, that's hilarious television.
Soundfight is a show about nothing.
Man, it's a show about nothing, but it's hilarious. I'm sorry. I watched the reruns. That and Frasier.
Covina, man, your mic is on.
It was a Brozier, wasn't it?
A Brozier?
A Brozier.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was just saying, man, how we live in a great country. I'm sitting up here, Southern California. It's going to be like 95. It's almost 11 o'clock. I'm about to go get lunch. And these kids get off work. I'm at work. These kids get out of school, I should say, early on this Friday, and we're going fishing. There's a lake like a mile from where I work, and I'm taking the kids fishing, and that's what I'm doing for work today.
Get down, man.
I just want to say how good the country is.
Hey, you know what? America is great. There is no place like it on the earth.
But we keep on trying to change it. It's going to change into something that we don't want.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, right now we're the only country in the world that you can own land on and the minerals under it.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
The only country in the world. Do you realize that?
If you own your own, you can own your own minerals.
You can own your own minerals. You can own your own oil. You can own your own gold. Silver, whatever's under your ground. And that's what they want to change drastically. They don't want you. That's why we're the wealthiest nation on earth, because everybody has the ability to collect wealth or to create it. But what they want to change it to is everybody would be a perpetual welfare state person.
No, Jeff, I got it. Since
on a little higher
since
level.
When you texted us, and I know that we're shifting gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This Cadillac thing with the insurance,
mm-hmm.
why are they going to penalize people who have good insurance?
Because they have to. That's what progressives do, Tracy. The progressives are a socialist. They want everybody's level of living to even out. They don't want you to be able to have more than the next person. Everybody should have even distribution of wealth. That's why the president said when he was running, I want to redistribute wealth.
Jeff, I think that you're probably right with, I would say, some extremists. But I think that if you're looking at, I would say, the average progressive, they just use that term, that they're more concerned of just taxing stuff so that it doesn't get extreme gaps between rich and poor. I don't think they want to
There's no such thing.
Now, let me say this, Covina. Man,
I'm just saying.
Hold on, let me say this.
Listen,
what you're saying is I would let you go with that.
Yes.
If you can take the money back from the people that we don't talk with, that we don't talk about, because the people that, when we talk about the rich, we have a misidentified definition of rich. So we take rich at people who are making $3 or $4 million a year or a day. But let's look at the uber rich that you don't know the names of these people. They're so far up there, they're like Fahrenheit.
You can't even see them.
They don't have names. I mean, we want to talk. I got to go back to my Waltons again. Sam's Club and Walmart, whom we love to go where America shops, but has nothing America in it but you, who treats people like dirt when they choose to and does what they want to do as they feel like it. They are almost in the $1 trillion business as far as wealth. When we go after them, we never touch them. We never touch them.
Uh-uh.
They go after people who I can't. If I make $3 or $4 million in my lifetime and I accumulate it into where I attain wealth, they want it to where I can't leave it to my kids.
Without the government taking a big piece of it.
You follow me? So I wanted to leave my money to, if you were married to me, and I wanted to leave my money to you and our children. They want my children to start off level with everybody else.
Okay, Tracy, stop right there before you go any further. Does that law also include the Walters that you just named? When they pass on their money, so when they pass on their money, they don't pay taxes. Just you.
No. Right. Let me tell you why. Because they got enough loopholes. They got enough loopholes inside the tax law that they can hula hoop through it.
I'm gonna tell you a real easy one.
Who's taking care of the tax laws?
You are.
I'm saying who's writing all these tax laws, getting these other rich people their money?
The rich people because they understand. And this is not Republican and Democrat. It's because they understand how to make the system work. I cannot tell you. You and I cannot agree on me showing you how the system works so that you can begin to change the system.
Okay, right. Stop right there, please. Stop right there. Don't go any further. Just get an understanding. So Jeff just said that progressives was doing something to the tax system that was trying to erase that. So which one is it? Is it they have the loopholes and they're getting rid with it, or is the progressives running the tax system where there's no more rich or poor? Because they can't be one of the same thing. Which
there's
one
not
is
ever going to be no rich or poor. That's not ever going to happen. That's a ridiculous thought to have.
So there is no rich and poor.
No, there's never going to be not be any rich and poor.
Oh.
There's always going to be winners and losers.
Right.
Okay, there's always going to be that. And the thing is you can't get around it because that's the way it's set up. The earth is set up that way. Big pardon?
I said no doubt.
But when that happens, why would you try to make it change? You know,
somebody was trying to pass some law so that the rich people pay a little bit more than the poor people.
But see, no, because hold on, listen to what I'm saying. That's what because they're going after your mentality of rich. But the people who are up at the top that need to pay, that 1% that is off the cliff, you can't touch them.
Well, who's stopping that?
Go ahead, Alex.
I think the primary problem here is poor people don't understand what money is, because the thing is that when you're rich, it's like the one book that you said you were reading, was it Richest Man in Babylon?
The Richest Man in Babylon.
Rich people have the idea that the money that they get, that they earn, they want to keep it. But poor people say, this money that I get, I'm going to spend it. And so
that's
the difference. And so when they're talking about income tax, see, what we don't realize is that rich people, they accumulate and they save. And then once they save their money, they set up their money in such a way so that they don't spend it. It just earns more money, and they live off of the money. And so that's not income. That is not income,
no.
And that's why people keep getting more and more mad, because they think, oh, we need to tax them more. But why should they be taxed on something when it's not income? And so the only people that has income are the people who are working. And so when you want to raise taxes,
I'm going to take a break. You guys, go ahead.
You're just getting taxes raised on yourself.
That's capital gains, man. That's why they have all this stuff. They keep saying, like, they want to get rid of the capital gains tax and all that stuff. That is exactly what it is that you guys are describing, is rich people making money, and they have their politicians in the back. They ain't doing nothing, right? They just passing laws on abortion and stupid stuff like that. They ain't really doing nothing about no taxes. They're actually trying to take care of the infrastructure. They just passing laws to get rid of the capital gains so that only you and I, who's working, even though I'm working today, I'm about to go to Walmart and get some bait for my fish. I'm working. I'm paying taxes. They don't pay taxes because they do capital gains.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Sir.
Okay, so let's say you work and you save $10,000, and then that $10,000 you buy a dump truck with. And in that dump truck, you haul gravel and mulch for people, and you deliver that. And then that dump truck then earns you money by the work that you're doing with that dump truck. Now, should you have to pay taxes on the money that trucker earns you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when you talk about capital gains, because I live off majority of my income, I have investments that I live off of. And the thing is, I pay taxes on those capital gains. And when you're saying that, oh, well, you know, these rich people, they earn money, they save it, and then they use that money to make more money, but they shouldn't be taxed on those, I don't agree with that, because, you know, all you're doing is putting capital to work in a different way. Some people, I have friends who have money like I do, and they don't choose to invest. invested in paper things like the stock market. They invest in construction equipment, and they use that equipment to build and create more wealth for themselves, and they have to pay taxes on that. And I use my money in a way that creates more wealth for myself, and I should also have to pay taxes on that. But it's at a different rate. I pay a lower rate than a straight income tax rate, which is enough already. But to say that rich people shouldn't have to pay any tax on money that, okay, let's say the Waltons pass on their money. Now, their kids, did they earn that money? No, they didn't. So that's an income for them that they have to be taxed on. That's what the government is trying to do.
Yeah, but you have to understand the legal definition of income. That wasn't what was supposed to be income when it, at least constitutionally.
Well, the founders didn't know about the Cayman Islands or Swiss bank accounts either when it was founded. Well, but now we have those.
No, come on, let's not be ridiculous. No, that's
not. You're being ridiculous. You're saying that the founders didn't know what these kinds of income are.
No, that's not what I said. I said that those sorts of things were not considered income. When you're talking about the legal definition of income for taxable income, that is, I'm saying that we've changed that definition. It didn't used to apply to people's for one, it didn't apply to people's wages, and that was changed with I think the 16th Amendment and other federal laws. That wasn't what my only point is, that the income was really for enterprises, businesses, corporations, their revenues. But now we've applied it because the government keeps growing and they want to keep feeding, and they want to keep feeding the monster, that they've applied it to everyone's wages, anything, any money that anyone that touches in people's hands, and it's a crime, is what I'm saying.
Well, I'll agree with you that they have to keep growing in size, and they have to keep feeding the beast. I'm not disagreeing with you there, but the solution to that is something completely different. I think that repealing, you're talking about repealing amendments now.
Yeah, I think you should. I mean, I think that's I personally believe the heart of the problem is the 16th Amendment, which allowed for taxation without apportionment. Which meant that they could target groups and say, "Well, hey, you should pay a little bit more. You should pay a little bit more. You made some extra money over here. You need to pay, 50%." Or before I think that destroys the collective consciousness of a nation, because before that, everyone paid the same rate. If the poor paid 3%, the rich paid 3%, and it was fair. And I think
that isn't fair. A number of economists have said a flat tax is clearly not fair. Too much of their income goes to consumption just by necessity, and you could tax the Uber 1%, and that 3% is meaningless to them.
The government would actually get more revenue that way.
That's been disproven by economists as well. Republicans have been pushing for this. You have to ask the question: why do the Republicans who represent mostly the 1%, keep pushing for this flat tax if it would increase revenue? That's a Republican issue. That flat tax has been around since Forbes. Forbes was running for president. That was his issue. And you have to ask, why do these rich people keep wanting a flat tax if it's going to cost them more? It doesn't. It's less
than
that.
No, I didn't say it cost them more. It definitely is not going to cost them more. But I'm saying that everybody should pay their fair share. And I think the reason why I think it's fair is that the thing about it is, once you start to discriminate against different groups of people, you're in this industry, so you should pay this tax, it doesn't stop with just income. Just because you're in a certain industry, now you get a tax credit, or you get certain favors from the government. Now this group over here, you're doing something we don't like, so you're going to be taxed even more.
It's legalized corruption, is what you're saying.
What happened with the IRS and the targeting of the Tea Party groups. That's exactly what you're talking about.
But you know, and I think the 16th Amendment, I understand where you're coming from. That you, I know you feel like, well, these rich people, they're benefiting more from society, so they should pay more. I get that. But I think that you have to understand the law, the implications of that long term is that it erodes the society, like the general feelings of collectiveness, because now it's everybody's out for themselves. You can vote yourself somebody else's purse, and it becomes a divisive nation that way. But you know, if everyone's in it together, everybody pays the same thing, then, you know, the government will shrink. The government's power will definitely shrink. And I think you have more of a – I just think we have to think about the wider implications of these.
Well, the problem is with this starve the beast and starve government philosophy is I've been hearing that for 30 years. 30 years it's been starve the government and it'll shrink. And it has done nothing.
Tom McKee is live now with her reaction. It's a story you'll see only on 9. Tom?
Well, Carol, Democrat Meloise Richardson has worked at Hamilton County polling places since 1988. She's also registered thousands of people to vote, most of them for President Obama. But this report suggests she may have gone too far, and she's going to have to appear before the Hamilton County Board of Elections to explain her actions. She wasn't aware of that until I told her today, and she vows to fight.
There's absolutely no intent on my part to commit any voter fraud.
That's what a surprised Meloise Richardson told me Wednesday outside her Madisonville home. However, those words were quickly followed by these.
Yes, I voted twice.
Richardson said she mailed in an absentee ballot but feared it would arrive too late to be counted.
I, after registering thousands of people, certainly wanted my vote to count.
What do you think? Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today. Had to throw that into the mix because I found it, and I want to get to the end of this and see if she can.
I, after registering thousands of people, certainly wanted my vote to count, so I voted. I voted at the polls.
Then there's the finding that Richardson's granddaughter, India, a first-time voter, cast two ballots and that Richardson sent in one of them.
I absolutely voted an absentee ballot for her. I did let her know that I was getting the absentee ballot for her and sending it in. I had to get her Social Security number for that. But I assume she forgot or was just excited, and she went to the polls herself.
Another claim is absentee ballots for Montez Richardson, Joseph Jones, and Marcus Barron all came from Richardson's Wetzel Avenue address, were received by the board the same time as Richardson's, and the handwriting on all four of them was similar.
Marcus Barron lives here. Joseph Jones is my brother. He's here from time to time. I am Montez's power of attorney. I voted for her in her absence.
So were these all legal votes in your mind?
Absolutely legal votes. Absolutely.
This case of Meloise Richardson is far from over. So you'll fight this?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'll fight him. For Mr. Obama and for Mr. Obama's right to sit as President of the United States.
Well,
now the Board of Elections is looking at 19 potential cases of voter fraud and has sent out subpoenas to 28 different people. This is a list of some of those. Two hearings have been scheduled, one on February 15th, the other February 22nd. Meloise Richardson case will be heard on the 22nd. Tom McKean on your side, live downtown.
Hey, we're back. And you're again, Tracy and Friends. I just got to throw that in there. And the number is 347-945-52 tonight. Hey, guys, to those of you who are in the chat room, South Carolina 518, and Alex, your mics are on. Those of you who called in who I missed you, I'm sorry, but I had to take my break. The number again is 347-945-5229. I had to report that. That was just. Why you got to chuckle?
Because that is hilarious.
It happens all the time. I don't know why you're playing.
I see it does.
You know what happens all the time.
It happened all the time for the past two elections. I know that's for sure. but this gets me. Is Alex and them still there?
Alex is there.
And I don't know where my man went. The guy.
Covina man left.
Because I wanted to tell Covina man that, you know, the reason why Romney was being accused of not paying his taxes for so many years, and he got why does he pay a rate of only 14%? That's because it's on interest income. He didn't go to work to earn that money.
Well, I mean, we know why he didn't.
No, that's not true, because they think that he was getting some kind of special treatment.
But he told y'all there was loopholes in the tax law that they needed to close.
They don't care nothing
about
what
Alex,
he said. Speaking tongues here.
8-8-5-1-8, your mic is on. I want to go back a little bit. South Carolina brought this issue up with what's his name? What's that man's name? Oh, the people who let it whip in Detroit. So, Alex, do you think we're being taken advantage of?
By who exactly are you talking about?
Just by the system in general, let alone the Democrat Party.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We were just talking over the break about, when they instituted the 16th Amendment that allowed us to be taxed unapportioned, you know, then the government can just target groups to tax. If they like you, oh, you can get a tax break. You know, oh, we don't want you to do that. So if you do that, if you operate in this business or whatever, you're going to get taxed more. And so it's corruption. And so, you know, and you have the power of the IRS, which is just so intimidating that people just, most of the time, they just bend over and take it.
Power of the IRS, power of the EPA, power of all those regulatory agencies that can target certain industries and shut them down,
even to the point
of basically killing some industries.
And they do, and they allow it. And this is both Republican and Democrat. We can't speak of one and not speak of the other. Because when the other one gets in power, they do nothing about it either.
Yep.
Go ahead, 518. What y'all call in and just... 8773, your mic is on.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Chicago.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
Good, how are you, darling?
Oh, it's all good in the hood, you know.
It ain't doing too good. Y'all making newspapers. Y'all making news like you're selling newspapers or something.
Well, you know, the past 2 years, that's definitely how I've been in Chicago, you know.
Y'all kill people for real? Y'all take people out? Y'all got laws that say you can't carry guns and you still take people out. I don't understand. Haven't you taught them anything up there?
Well, hey, you know, I'm just happy my voice is, you know, is resonating. Maybe some more people will start speaking out and clean up this mess.
No, they're not going to do that. Corruption is too much money. It's too profitable.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, corruption is entirely too profitable for us to make it, you know, to make it eliminated. It fuels too many hands. That's why that goes back to what I said about, you know, being incarcerated. That's why they don't rehab people. There's too much money in it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to clean it up because it's starting to affect whites. So it's starting to move into, you know, the north side of downtown area with different mob action, and it's affecting whites. And when whites start getting affected with crime, the crime will be clean. It's going to take probably some time until it really, really, really start hitting whites, but they'll clean it up.
They're going to clean it
because
up.
Because you're losing tourists. So when tourists are scared to even come downtown to walk, and
oh, yeah.
Tour, then you're losing tourist money. So, and with people's voices resonating and they're starting to have something on CBS News and talking about the crime, they're going to have to bring somebody in to clean it up.
This is what I'm saying. They're going to do just like they did in New York. They're going to move everybody out.
Gentrification, that's what they're getting ready to do.
Yeah.
Y'all going to be moving all on up.
I want y'all to understand something. They're going to move y'all out. They're going to use poor people money to build the infrastructure.
Yep.
And as soon as the infrastructure gets in place on the poor people money, they're going to move y'all up to the farm.
Yeah.
And they going to take over all the benefits that you actually laid the foundation for.
Yes, they are.
And y'all can call me and say, you know, Tracy, she was right.
People don't pay attention. I mean, you do. You do, but...
Most of them don't.
They ain't thinking.
I don't know if that's really going to take place totally. Because first off, it's a big city, and you have surrounding suburbs that don't want blacks.
Did you miss the point? I didn't say they were moving y'all to the suburbs.
Well, they're not going to move them out of state either, because different states don't want these people either.
Have you seen Harlem? You know, Harlem used to be the ghetto.
Bill Clinton had that happen. Yeah.
Have you met Harlem? Harlem is no longer the ghetto. It is no longer a place where people can go live in poverty. That is not Harlem.
Nope. Not no more, boss. We moved them all out.
Bill Clinton didn't move there because he liked black people. That's not why he moved there.
Although many of us as black people think that.
Well, Jeff, he was the first black president.
Yeah, I know. Life. Hey, you get no arguments out of me.
I'm sorry.
You get no arguments out of me.
And so when the first black president wanted to move with his peep. That's what he did.
Yeah, you're right, Trace. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
That's right. You're right.
That's what. Don't you understand that?
I ain't mad.
The player. Don't hate the game.
I hate the game. Don't hate the player.
You're
twisting it all up.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Chicago, where have you been? He's off the line. Okay.
Already.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5272. And it's Friday afternoon. I hope you guys are going to have a great weekend. I'm planning to do so.
What else can we holler across the airwaves again while nobody takes it for real?
You know, I'm going back to what I know.
Uh-huh.
Because this is the day, you know, this is how I feel. I'm really getting into nostalgic music.
Hey, we ain't hooking up Steve today, so
no,
I mean.
Steve called the other day to hook up with Diva because he hadn't heard from Diva the other day. So he called me to hook up with Diva. And not only, Jeff, I got to tell you something.
What happened now?
On my Facebook page, somebody wrote in and said, when I go to Pittsburgh, you're not trying to understand. I'm trying to hook up with Tomlinson. I told him he's married, so I don't do married. But you understand, that is Tomlinson.
He's a married man.
He's a married man.
Okay.
Jeff, you've been eating my hand sanitizer. You got an addiction.
You know what?
I'm sorry about that, guys.
Don't.
Tracy, I had somebody call me in my office, and they've got somebody that's upset because they put a sidewalk across town. And they didn't put a sidewalk on this side of town.
Can I ask you a question, South Carolina, about sidewalks?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you walk on the sidewalk or do you walk on the street?
I'm usually walking straight there. I just walk anywhere I want to.
Jeff, how about you?
There's not a whole bunch of traffic, so if you want to walk in the street, you can do so.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, let me explain something to people.
Yeah, talk to us.
I live in this city. It's not a real big city anymore, but people really screamed about getting sidewalks. At one time in the history of Youngstown, the whole conversation at City Hall was about sidewalks.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I don't understand why people in my city will not walk on the sidewalk. They want to walk with their kids. In the street. In the dark.
In the street.
You got a sidewalk, but you don't walk on the sidewalk. You walk in the street.
That's what I'm saying. When you walk down the street, you walk in the street. You don't walk on the sidewalk. Now, I know the sidewalk is not as smooth as you might want to see it, but you ain't pushing a buggy.
sidewalk gets a little bit in the street.
So please tell me why. Not why I live. They plant oak trees.
I know the sidewalk is smoother than the street, especially since now all those shovel-ready projects haven't been taken care of yet.
No. My sidewalk's ain't as smooth as the street because we, for some reason, they had to have oak trees. And, you know, oak trees, if you don't plant them in the right place, it will remove your sidewalk and your house.
Oh, yeah, it'll do you up.
But that's another story for another
day.
They
plant oak, they plant something like their dogwoods and stuff like that, and they'll do the same thing. But
no, they want to
we have the sidewalks that we do have are very, very, very nice. The problem is where they put the sidewalk at is an extension from the one side of town and connected the area. There's a bridge coming into town, and there's like a 100 feet, maybe 200 feet section that where this one section of town was, they connected it with a sidewalk. Well, one of the city council persons is raising all kind of sand because they don't have a sidewalk on one of the streets where she has row houses that she sells, or basically shotgun houses, that nobody lives in them because they've been condemned. But she wants a sidewalk there. Just because they put sidewalks on the white side of town, she got to have them on the black side of town, too, and she want to dictate where they go to, where her houses are.
South Carolina.
And you know what's bad about it, Tracy?
What?
You can pick your friends, but you're stuck with family. That daggone idiot's my cousin. I feel like go over and cup slapping her. Stupid.
That's how you really feel.
Oh, God, that's funny.
How do you really feel about that?
Oh, yeah. Stupid people.
Yeah, well, that is true. That is true.
You have problems. You have issues.
I got some serious problems down here.
I see. We need to pray for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Pray for her. Pray that I don't lay hands on her.
Suddenly, huh?
No, don't lay no hands on people suddenly.
It's not a good thing for them.
No.
Oh,
Tracy,
man.
She's one of those individuals that was born with, quote-unquote, good hair and very, very light skin.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I got good hair. That's why they make relax her. Sodium hydroxide.
But
have you not heard?
She thought that she made it known that she was better than us and the rest of the folks because her daddy was, well, I know who her daddy was supposed to be.
Don't start. Don't be saying that because you don't know who's listening.
Tracy, I know who her real daddy was.
Hey, South Carolina, I got a question. When do you get to tell your relatives who their parents are?
Oh.
That's a show.
You know what? That is a show. That is a show.
You can only do this on a Friday.
Jeffrey, would you like a pen?
No.
Okay, just checking. The number again is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. So
I don't know, because I tell you what, I got some of them.
I think everybody does. That's not the point. The question is, when do we get
something
to
ain't, you know, the stuff like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. Mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
Daddy's baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
So a question, when do you get to tell people?
Mm-hmm.
And would you want to know?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Would you like to know?
Yeah, I would.
Jeff, you're adopted.
If I didn't know.
They found you outside on the Sharon line.
I told my daughter that. We were driving through the park one time, and we ran into a Yeti family.
A
Yeti.
What is a Yeti?
It was a big family. and we got all of these treatments to keep the hair from growing on our body.
Yeah. Listen, I got to tell you guys something. I decided that while I was off.
Yeah,
I was goofing off.
Mm-hmm.
I went on Ancestry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, it said that, you know, you could go find out where you come from.
Yeah.
Can I ask, why did mine
were you ready?
Stop? Mine stopped like
where,
my whole family came down from a stork.
where,
I'm curious, Now, I know black folks came from, I mean, but you would think they would have a record past.
Got to be down south.
They were down south. It got to Mississippi?
Yeah.
It got to about 1930.
What part of Mississippi?
It got to about 1870?
Yeah.
And it, like,
yeah.
Everybody before then got here by storm.
Everybody before then was in slavery.
Tracy, I've traced mine all the way back to the 1880 census. I found the, you know, the patriarch and matriarch. They were both, according to their records, they were both born in South Carolina. My great whatever grandfather was born in 1820, and the grandmother was born in 1830. So I do know that my family was, at least that part of it, was born here in the United States. Before that, I have no idea. The only way to figure it out is to go to a slave registry. If you know the plantation that you were on, or that family was on, and trace those records back, but that's kind of intensive. Be prepared for what you find out. You might find out that I found out that I had a aunt. Well, anyway.
Okay. South Carolina got
on. That's a good one, Sal.
Listen here. Let me tell you what I found out.
What?
I found out that for $14.95 or whatever they're going to charge you after 14 days,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to cancel it. Because on TV they said if I went on there, I might find out that my grandparents live next to the Wright brothers or something. But since I figured that I get to Mississippi in 1870 and it stops, I guess I just have to go with the hatch.
1870
in Mississippi. I get to 1870 Mississippi. I knew all that. I knew that before they got there. I helped them out.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We were
Singers and McCarlys. I got both sides, and we're confused.
You were famous.
You know what the fun part is?
Yeah.
You can find the 1930 census. It is available now online. And you can search it for free. I went on there and I found out that some people that I knew when I was a kid.
They was relatives?
I'll just put it to you this way. They were shacking back in the day.
Whoa.
I mean, they were shacking hard.
But that ain't new.
And I found somebody. Well, not everybody, but I'm talking about these specific people that I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
That were supposed to have been not like that.
You know, listen.
He's married now.
You know, shacking
you
been around. But at least in the shack, they knew they was shacking. The problem with today, they think shacking is marriage.
Well, they think it's what to do, that's for sure.
But then I gotta go back to let me take my break. The number is 347-945-5227 because I gotta go back to ask a question about you guys with the double wives. I gotta
double wives.
Yeah, you know the society because there are many many cultures who have more they have polygamy.
Wait.
And America's trying to start it. And I got a question if y'all with it. You're listening to the Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'll be right back.
No, Tracy, don't go there.
I got to go.
I
got to go.
Right.
I got to go break.
WSOM News. A 30-year-old Boardman man is facing felony charges for allegedly abusing his 2-year-old son, who was found not breathing in March. If he is convicted, Sam Lapillo could face up to 11 years in prison. The boy spent weeks in a hospital in Akron. Tests revealed the boy had suffered previous brain injuries and 9 broken ribs. Police in Warren are investigating a case of animal cruelty. 34-year-old Jason Liepline is accused of beating his girlfriend's kitten to death after an argument. 31-year-old Pamela Calkins told authorities that Liepline slammed the kitten against her daughter's bedroom wall and threw it out a second-story window. And directors of Ohio's Insurance Fund for Injured Workers have unanimously approved Governor John Kasich's proposal to send $1 billion in cash rebates to businesses, local governments, and schools. About 210,000 businesses and public employers could see rebates. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Here it is, everybody's favorite time of year, income tax time. Right now, Legacy Financial Strategies will do your income taxes for just $79. Here's David Gollner.
Legacy Financial Strategies offers complete income tax preparation for only $79 for ages 50 and over. We also review last 3 year tax returns, include short and long form, schedules A, B, D, E, and free e-filing. We have every state tax form. Call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Our address is 3087 Innovation Way in Linden Point. That's Harmony, Pennsylvania.
That number again is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Don't sweat this tax season. Let Legacy Financial Strategies do your taxes for just $79. Some restrictions apply.
This is Dr. Cheryl Figliano for the Centers for Hearing Care. If you have a loved one that seems to have trouble hearing, is depressed, or disconnected with the world around them, please do them a favor. Call one of our local offices for an appointment today. Each of our 7 offices has a doctor of audiology and the best equipment available to help with any hearing problem. Visit www.centersforhearingcare.com or call 888-866-HEAR.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSON.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It's open mic, and want to hear from you. South Carolina, Jeff and I are here. Alex is listening in. He ain't saying nothing, right? He starts a fire talking about taxes, and they hold on to your money, and then he goes off and sails in the wind. A Covina man, he ran away. And so we're just here.
Gone fishing.
He's going fishing. And it's Miss Ariel, and she's so beautiful, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got
daddy.
Huh?
What?
I'm not supposed to tell you, huh?
What? You can tell me.
No, I can't tell you on that.
You just wrong.
I'm having fun. Hi, little girl.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know what else to say.
There's nothing else to say. It's Friday. It's a half hour to go home.
20 minutes.
Hold on.
I really got into music over the weekend. I listened to stuff that I hadn't heard in years, and I just did it over and over and over again, and it just made. Have you ever done that, South Carolina?
I sure have.
And, you know, with the internet now,
I'm doing it this weekend.
The internet, it allows you to do some stuff. That you, I mean, you listen to the stuff you ain't heard in a long time.
Yeah, I found a song that I listened to years ago by a young lady named Jane Child.
Who?
I Don't Want to Fall in Love. Jane Child.
Man.
But for the longest time, I thought the girl was the sister.
Her name was Jane Child. You knew she was Julia Child's sister, cousin, brother.
She don't look nothing like Julia. But Tracy, what was this you gonna ask us? I got a funny feeling you're gonna ask us something and get me and Jeff in trouble. She was talking about polygamy.
Oh, you want to talk about that? Okay. There is a custom in some countries where they have wives back home. They come here and they marry American women. And men work here in America, yet they have other wives in their native country, and they're still married to those wives, and they send money to those wives, and they go visit them maybe 10, 20, you know, 20 days, 30 days a year, and it's a thing, it's not new, but it's new to us, and people really don't look at it, and the wives know that they have other wives, that they're not divorced from them, they're married to them.
So,
and the wives that are in other countries are very, very comfortable with them being married somewhere else.
So what's
just send
the
checky check.
So what's the problem?
What?
So what's the problem?
That's what we're trying to figure out. What is the problem, Tracy?
Yo, see there.
I mean,
if everybody's cool with it, you know, as long as nobody's being, no women are being enslaved or any kind of nonsense, and the women involved, and I know a few polygamous marriages, and, you know, the way it usually works, at least in traditional African custom, the first wife actually picks out the other wife, otherwise. So it's like, I don't know why, you know, just let people do what they want to do. They're not hurting anybody else. If that's what makes them happy and makes their house run and function.
Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you this way. I had four older sisters when I was growing up, and trust me, it's hell living with one woman. No, I don't want no. One wife is enough. Two, three, no.
But you know, you remember, they're, I mean, she lives in a whole nother country. She might live in Japan, and you have a wife here, and you only go there for 10 days.
I don't care. One is enough.
You wouldn't want that, huh?
No. Tracy, it's like this. If you're not a good liar, don't get yourself in a situation where you got to lie. Because a woman will find you out some kind of way.
But you know what? Now, let me ask you this. I don't agree with polygamy, but I don't see where. Because, see, I'm having a problem with there are more women heads of household than men now, and everybody thinking that it's okay. I have a problem with that. I don't think we understand that is a matriarchal system is really not a good way of life. That's just my personal opinion. Huh?
I agree with that.
And so, you know, and I'm not big into polygamy. I disagree with that. But what I'm saying is, you know, women are so, I am woman, hear me roar now. We are emasculating men to where we don't think we need one except to move furniture and take out the trash.
And that's exactly why men are going to other countries to find wives. I mean, to be real to you, I know, you know, I've come across a lot of well-to-do men. Some of them, you know, they're entrepreneurs. A few of them actually millionaires, and some others on their way to be that with their successful businesses. And they just, you know, women today don't want to be a wife. They, you know, it's marriage is almost like a badge or of accomplishment or something. It's not really, marriage doesn't mean the same thing that it used to. And so women, most women today, they don't want to be a wife. They want to be married, but they don't want to be a wife.
No, they want. But let me ask you this: there are people like me. I would love to be a wife. Society just won't let me be one.
What does society do to stop you? They're keeping you from being a wife.
Yes, they have.
Then you need to sue somebody.
Jeff, I'm not a liberal.
Wife suppression. Wannabe wife suppression. Ain't that right, Sal? Sal disappeared. What you doing, everybody?
He went to get on the phone. The phone rang and he disappeared.
I leave the room for 2 seconds and you throw everybody off.
You know he's in real estate, right?
Yeah.
Today the 31st.
Oh.
On a Friday.
Yeah, I know
tomorrow
where you're
on a Saturday. What makes today? Today made Checky Check Day.
Oh, Checky Check. I got you.
And then there's days like me where it's just transfer day.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm with you. Definitely with you.
And see, Jeff, can I get a loan?
Yeah.
Ariel.
So somebody else.
Can I get a loan from you? Because I know the kids always have the money. Yeah, see, the kids got the money. I found out. You want to, you know, Judith, I can't think of her last name now. She said, if you want to know something, go ask the kids because they have all the power.
They do have all the power. That's true. She don't think so.
that's because you don't want to. Let me tell you something. Now that you're grown, you have all the power because you have your dad wrapped around your finger, and your mom. She's gonna let you be free. So you can just go ahead and do what you want to do. See this? Y'all just don't want to let her know how free she is.
I don't. Hey. She's very capable of knowing, understanding how free she is all by herself.
She's
very capable.
I'm just hitting buttons over here today.
Yeah, I come in here yesterday, and you had so many things open, I just had a whole lot of voices talking at one time.
Sorry about that.
I thought somebody would give me a tab acid or something.
Sorry about that. You got to know, I'm multitask over here. Jimmy,
I see that. That was more than multitask.
I'm multitask. I've got everything.
That was quadruple tasking.
No, I'm one of those days.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeff, could you handle what I asked? Did you miss my comment about polygamy?
Oh, what is that?
Having a wife overseas. And all you do is send money and go visit them 10 days a year. And then having a wife in the United States.
Nah.
Uh-uh. I wouldn't
answer that question.
I wouldn't do that. Could I handle it? I know I could handle it. That is not a thought, but I wouldn't want to handle it.
You can't handle it. I want to know why women are going with it.
Because, remember what the Bible says about the end times?
I know.
It says that 10 women will lay hands on one man because of how bad the times were. Now, some people say that that's going to be so many of the churches that are not a certain way. I don't understand that. You know, the non-denominational churches, I don't believe that because of taxes and things like that. I think it's literal.
Computer guy has me listening to Johnny Lang like I know who it is. Hey, is it okay? Hey, question for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Check this out. Is it okay for me to go down to the Bluegrass Festival?
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
South Carolina, you need to come up and go with me because I want to go to the Bluegrass Festival.
Bluegrass is Tracy,
yeah. I'll put my bro gangs on. I'll put some creases in my overalls. And get my hat and we'll go.
Wait a minute, South Carolina, listen. You can go with the blue jeans on, but you don't crease the overall because you know that ain't. You got to blend in somehow.
You got to put your creases in your in your overalls.
And listen, no, South Carolina, listen to what I'm saying.
Come on now.
We are already going to stick out like a sore thumb. Going down there with creases in our overalls is not going to help us assimilate to where we're going.
I want some peanuts. Oh,
who is this guy?
Johnny Lang?
I don't know Johnny Lang by name. I might know who he is if I see him. That's gospel. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, darling?
Come on in, man.
Grab a chair. Pull up a mic. Get a headset. Look who shows up at 10 minutes till. Say hi, Mark.
That was
hello.
That was a good show yesterday.
It was a good show yesterday?
Yes, it was. I thought it was very nice.
That's because Mark was here.
Yeah. Mark makes it interesting.
No. What papers?
Let's see.
You can't talk on the air and think they can't hear you.
I'm trying to find out. I'm the most absent-minded person alive.
You're not absent-minded.
Yeah, I am. I thought I left something here yesterday, and apparently I didn't.
No, I don't think you did.
Because
you didn't bring any papers in with you. All you had was your PDA and your tablet and your jacket.
Okay.
But you did have them yesterday morning when I was with you. I was with you half the day yesterday.
Yeah, I know you were, and I know I had them yesterday morning. But you know, I don't know where they went from yesterday morning.
But you do have to stay here until 3:00 because I need you at 3:05.
Okay.
Okay.
So how you been?
I'm doing good. How
good.
You doing?
Hot.
What do you mean you're hot? Jeff turned the air off because he said I was.
I turned it down a little bit.
I'm hyperventilating because I lost something that I need and I can't find it and I'm praying to Saint Anthony but he ain't answering right now.
Because you're praying to the
wrong.
You
didn't lose your marbles, did you?
The other one is.
Send the angels to get.
You didn't lose your marbles, did you?
No, I didn't lose the marbles. It's.
He doesn't have a headset on yet, South Carolina, so we have to transfer because he won't be able to hear you. You guys don't understand. I start packing stuff up like at 1:45. That's what the weekend.
Yeah. You guys got a big weekend planned?
I'm trying to grow up and be like you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to jet over to Pittsburgh.
Hey, that's a good place to go.
Dr. Al Bright, who is a abstract artist,
yeah.
is going to be...
Watercolor artist.
No, it's not water. Is it not watercolor?
Yeah,
no, that's oil.
Oil. He does both.
He's showing his oil.
I take it back. You're right.
And it's going to be oil and jazz over in Pittsburgh, and he's going to be at a gallery tonight.
Whoa.
Over in Akron. And so, over in Pittsburgh. And so
tell him I want in.
We're going to go over there. And
it's Pizza City for me. That sounds more fun.
Pizza? What is Pizza City?
Well, we're eating pizza tonight.
Is your wife making pizza, or are we going out for pizza?
We are going out for pizza.
So who's the best pizza place in town?
Oh, am I allowed to talk about that?
They're not paying for it.
We go down to the Elmton and Struthers.
Yeah, you can give them a free plug.
Okay.
Do you remember years ago when they said, we've got broasted chicken?
Yeah, I remember that.
Ask for it, tell for it.
Chicken's not that bad either, but I like their pizza.
They have good chicken. They got good fish. They've got good bread. They've got good pizza.
Yeah.
They've got good pizza.
They've
got great pizza. And it's a nice family fun place.
Yeah, it's been there. That's where I took my wife 40 years ago. Actually, it would be 41 years ago when I brought her back here to Youngstown for the first time, is the fourth best city in the United States to retire in.
That's right.
Really?
Really.
Youngstown City.
Youngstown area. And the Youngstown Warren Boardman.
Mahoning Valley.
The Mahoning Valley is the fourth best city in the United States. Behind Pittsburgh is number one.
Yeah,
Portland? Portland, Oregon is two.
Yeah,
I can go with. And Youngstown's number four.
Yeah, because
so all you seniors move here. We got lots of
affordable housing.
Affordable
housing.
You guys have issues.
But it's the truth.
And it's the top city for entrepreneurship.
So should I?
And how about that grant that the university got yesterday?
Wasn't that awesome?
Unbelievable.
Oh, $120 million. Finally, this is what gets me. Finally, somebody remembered that when we had commercial sharing down there on
Logan Avenue,
that they did not couple with the university and do anything. It wasn't their fault. It was the university's fault.
Yeah.
Because we had the number one engineering school
in America for a long time. Let me also say this, and since we're at the end of the day, and nobody's paying the bills anyhow, so I want to applaud Youngstown State University and Dr. Cynthia Anderson, who is retiring at the end of this upcoming June.
Mm-hmm.
She's only been there, I believe, 4 years,
But I have to say, in her short tenure, even though she's been there 30-some years,
yeah.
because not only did she go to school there, she matriculated all the way through the process up to where she's president now
right.
and getting ready to retire. She did a really good job at a whole lot of stuff in a short
And she's
hour.
A real nice lady, too.
She's
a nice lady.
She was always down to earth. She was always
yeah.
walking with the students. She was everywhere. I've never seen a president be everywhere at everything, doing anything
yeah.
everywhere. She was just an everyday person making things happen.
Yeah, great lady.
Yes, she is.
But we have to be careful. We don't see any of that. With the racetrack going up over there, maybe they could take we get $100 to go to the track they're building over there. And
Mark.
No, I can't do that.
Listen.
That's not too far from my house.
Mark.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Unless they're going to pay me to go to the racetrack. You don't understand. I'm a capitalist.
Yeah.
They need to pay me to go. I'm not paying to go and leave cash there behind. Absolutely not. That doesn't make good money.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
I'm not much of a gambler, so I don't
That's
know.
What I'm
but I don't like to watch the ponies run around the track.
Yeah.
I take my $2 and.
No. It's really fun.
I want to ride the ponies.
Like
if you want to, I want to ride the ponies and pay me to come.
Trey,
what?
You cannot ride the ponies.
Hey, guess what? John was going to let
You're
me sing
tall.
Last night. I told him I didn't want to sing with your band first.
Right.
My debut with your band. John was going to let me sing last night.
Right.
He was really thrilled. It was open mic. He was going to let me sing, and I was going to try to do the Melanie Daniels.
the what?
Melanie Daniels.
What song?
Anything she sings. I was getting ready to
Oh, you like Melanie?
I think she is a great vocalist. Her control and range is really amazing.
Did you see them drop my girl off of
Judith,
the voice?
Yes, I did.
That made me
I played her
upset.
The other day. She's going to be just like Jennifer.
She's already over. I mean, she's going
to. Yeah.
She's going to hit. There's no doubt about it.
At least she will make it.
Yeah, she's over. But
yeah,
it just bothered the living daylights
Why
out of me.
You? Don't let it bother you.
It bothered me because that woman is so totally talented. She's talented, more talented than all those people that she's in competition with. The last six of them
because
put together.
But it's not about talent.
No, it's about. Stupid people alone. Yeah, I'm going to vote for
this. Listen. Let me
Listen.
It is the same mentality for The Voice
mm-hmm.
as it is for the electoral process. People do not vote based upon your resume and or your qualifications or
uh-uh.
your greatness. They vote based upon emotion and who they like, personality.
That's right. Certain je ne sais quoi.
Yes,
je ne sais quoi. I don't have any of that je ne sais quoi. I need to get me some.
I used to have it, but they said it's illegal.
You see that lady that got over there crossing that border? What they do to that poor lady down there in Mexico? They threw in jail for her.
The question is, what was she doing?
Yeah, I ain't going to Mexico. You're not sending me down there. No way.
It's speedy. Let's go to Mexico.
She was going to her father's funeral.
That's what she tells you.
Well, she was there with her husband. I can't see this nice lady. She's got 7 or 8 kids at home. I don't know, sticking marijuana up. And
hey, they followed me all the way down Market Street, and all I was trying to do is go home.
Do you have marijuana under your car?
Absolutely not.
Like 20 pounds of it or something.
I got a beat up truck with my name all over it, and you're going to follow me all the way down the street?
That
I'm
might
only
be
going
what,
30 miles
that
an hour?
That might be why they followed you.
Why?
Because of you being on the radio. If the IRS can do it, the police can shop enough to do it.
I'm going to predict. Speaking of that, I want to tell you, I had some information come into the office today.
Mm-hmm.
This IRS thing is going to be much, much, much worse than we even begin to contemplate right now.
I said this 3 months ago.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's much.
How deep is it going to go, and how far back is it going to go?
Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, back in February, I put this on my Facebook site that the covers were coming off the administration. This particular one, the IRS,
is the one that can get people done and over with. It should get Holder because he signed off on all of the people that, and he said he knew nothing about it, but he signed off on the sheets to investigate these people. So now how you can't have it both ways. So he's already been caught. Really, that's a lie, what he said. He's going to try to parse it and say he said a certain word here, just like what Clinton said, depends on what is. You know, that's what you got going on here. But this is going to get rid of somebody. Two people at least.
It's going to get rid of
Holder.
Holder.
And it's going to get rid of the lady from the IRS.
It's going to go higher than that.
I believe that
it's going to go higher than that. And I'm going to tell you what, they weren't only targeting 501c4s.
Right.
What they did, and the phone call today, I thought, oh my God, the phone call today shows that what they did was they went through the list of people who would even to just file the tax return that had the name Tea Party in the name, and they pulled those
Patriot
or whatever, and they just audited them and the people that are associated with them, 501c4 notwithstanding, they went through their general list looking for names. And it's and somebody,
you know, it was in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah,
y'all know that. Do you know that Cincinnati's in the state of Ohio, right?
Yeah,
that's why they did it here in Ohio.
But they didn't listen. They're the drones down there. Those people are the worker bees down in Cincinnati. Somebody had to tell them to do it, and these guys. That guy didn't go to the White House for 157 times, to look at George Washington's portrait.
He did. He went there for the – Jeff told me earlier he went there for the –
Easter egg roll with his kids.
That's once.
And he went for the concert at the White House.
That's twice.
No, that's four times. Easter is once a year.
he went to – because he had to go to the bathroom one day.
Yeah,
where was he walking down Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yeah,
I'm strolling through the park one day.
I had to go to the bathroom. And he went once because his kids had to go to the bathroom.
So he took them one at a time.
Right. You're not understanding. Mark, it's time.
What's time?
The new BlackBerry.
Yeah, well,
it's time.
No, you don't understand. The new BlackBerry with the keyboard doesn't come out till June. It's going to come out this month. The one that was like the iPhone was out already.
Mark,
but the one coming in, with the keyboard.
It's time.
Okay. No, I know. As soon as it's available, I'm going to get an upgrade. But I have to have a keyboard because I text a lot and I can't text on a screen.
Get the Galaxy 2 and be.
He needs to text the keys.
Like I said, you want the big keys.
No. Text the keys.
I need to touch the keys.
He wants to touch the keys. Hey, listen, look, you guys
like
on
Galaxy
2. God bless you, though. He can't do it. He can't do the smooth screen. He wants to steal the
keys. No. They got a football board.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what Cheryl has.
Hey, we'll see you guys on Monday. God bless you. Have a good weekend. Hey, Jeff, thank you. We'll see you Monday. Bill will be here. Six will be here, and we'll be here, and we hope to have you here. The number is 347-945-5229. God bless you, and have a good weekend.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy. You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Rugged mountains right now, but people who live nearby have been told to be ready to evacuate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Fixed or adjustable rate. That's one of the points of friction in the White House and Republican proposals to change interest rates on student loans, which are set to double on July 1st if nothing is done. Both plans tie subsidized interest rates to 10-year Treasury note rates, and President Obama wants those rates to be locked in for the life of the loan. But the Republicans say they should be adjusted year by year. But White House Deputy Press Secretary Josh Earnest says there's still hope for a bipartisan solution.
12 months ago when we were having this debate, Republicans were refusing to take any action at all, and were simply content to allow interest rates to double within a month. So we're encouraged that the Republicans have changed their posture on this.
Critics say the Democrats' proposal does nothing to address the real problem, college costs. More hurricanes are expected this season. The National Hurricane Center is predicting almost twice as many named storms, up to 20, pointing to the destruction of Hurricane Sandy last October. Greg Fugate is administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He says Americans from Texas to Maine could be affected.
So when we say from Brownsville, Texas to the Maine-Canadian border and inland, if you live in the Caribbean, particularly in the Virgin Islands and in Puerto Rico, you got to be prepared for hurricane season.
There are six major hurricanes predicted within the next 6 months. Stocks taking a turn for the worse. The Dow is down 89 points after being higher earlier today. The NASDAQ down 16. This is ABC News.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off.